尊贵的客人啊，我们的讲员啊 ，Ziff， 还有他的师母啊，我们欢迎，我们欢迎啊，还有从中国来的陈牧师，陈应红牧师，我们也特别欢迎啊，感谢主啊，请坐啊，我要简单的跟大家介绍一下 Ziff 啊，这个牧师啊，他是我们这一次四月份。我们去中国短宣的时候，我们第一次见面啊，感谢主啊！但是我们虽然第一次见面，而且我们啊，他的文化背景、语言都不同，但是呢，有圣灵啊在我们的当中做联络人啊，让我们同感一灵，很快的啊，我们的心就连在一起啊。所以呢，我们就邀请他来啊，作为这个讲员啊 ，Ziff。牧师呢？他很特别啊，他身上有几重身份是很特别的。第一呢，他是我们犹太人长兄的一员啊，他是犹太的这个长兄的一员啊，他是这个啊，这是他的特别的身份。另外呢，他又是我们在基督里的在主内的弟兄啊，这个又多了一重身份啊，而且呢。更难得的就是他还是一个心腹，他不仅自己是一个心腹，他还不断的在全世界都在传讲心腹，而且他传讲心腹啊，是站在一个犹太人的基督徒啊的一个特别的角度来讲这个心腹啊，所以呢啊，特别是从这个啊犹太人。和外邦人在基督里面成为一个新人一个心腹，他是从这一个方面来特别的来讲这一个啊这个心腹啊，所以呢我们这一次的这个特会啊有一共有六讲啊，这个特会可能啊可能没有一个统一的一个名字，我们可以把它暂时定名为一个新人一个心腹啊，实际上呢，要完整的讲，是在外邦人和犹太人在基督里成为一个新人、一个新妇，这个是完整的题目。但是这一个题目太长了，所以我们就把它简化为一个新人、一个新妇。所以呢，我们非常的感谢神，他知道我们，他拣选我们要成为这个末日的新妇。所以他要来预备我们，所以他就特别的差遣各样的资源派到我们的当中，把他的心意来向我们显明。所以我们特别的来欢迎啊 Ziff 啊牧师来跟我们传讲今天晚上的信息。
哈利路亚！哈利路亚！It's a blessing to be here.
来到这里真的是很蒙福。
I bring you greetings from Israel.
我从以色列祝福大家。
B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. In the name of Yeshua.
奉耶稣基督的名祝福大家。
And before I introduce myself,
在我介绍自己以前,
I always like to introduce the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我要先介绍万王之王,万主之主。
Because he's first.
因为神居首位。
And what I always do is I like to pronounce his name in Hebrew.
我经常要用希伯来文来念他的名字。
God spoke the world into existence. He spoke the world into existence.
神发出话语就事情就存在。
There's power in words.
话语是有能力的。
So when we proclaim the name of Yeshua in Hebrew, the anointing comes.
当我们用希伯来文宣告主的名，恩膏就降临。
Yeshua in Hebrew means salvation.
耶稣在希伯来文是救赎的意思。
And that is his name.
这是他的名字。
Many people think that the name of Jesus is not in the Old Testament.
很多人认为耶稣的名字不存在旧约中。
It's all over the Old Testament.
但是旧约中到处都是耶稣的名字。
You just have to know his Hebrew name.
我们只是需要知道他希伯来名字是什么。
Yeshua.
耶稣。
And for example, when King David,
当大卫王
Melech David, he said, "The Lord is my salvation."
他说神是我的拯救者。
In Hebrew, it says, "The Lord is my Yeshua."
但是在希伯来文说神是我的耶稣。
So he's all over the Bible.
所以耶稣的名字在圣经中到处可见。
Because he is the Word.
因为他就是那个话语。
John 1:1, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
就像约翰福音一章一节说，道成了肉身在我们中间。
So we say Yeshua HaMashiach, which means Yeshua the Messiah.
我们说耶稣基督就意思就是耶稣是弥赛亚。
What we translate in English is Jesus Christ, but it should be Jesus the Christ.
我们翻成英文是耶稣基督，但实际应该是耶稣是那个，是耶稣是基督。
So let's begin.
让我们这样开始。
Yeshua.
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 耶稣。
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
耶稣基督。
Are we tired today?
我们今天累不累啊？
It seems to me like we're tired.
好像大家都很累。
It's the end of the week.
是周末了。
But it's the beginning of revival.
但是是复兴的开始。
So let's try it again.
所以我们一起来开始。
Yeshua.
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 Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Hallelujah, Yeshua.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
赞美主。
赞美主。
Let's pray, 祷告。
让我们祷告，神来，来到我们中间。
Abba Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship.
主啊，谢谢，天父，谢谢你这次聚集。
We thank you for the amazing Grace Church.
我们为嘉恩教会感谢主。
As we know, you're going to do amazing things.
因为我们知道你要做奇妙的事情。
Abba Father, speak to us today through your Holy Spirit.
天父，今天借着圣灵对我们讲话。
May not be my words spoken.
不是我的言语发出来。
But the words of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit.
但是是圣灵的言语发出来。
Abba Father, in my weakness, may you be strong.
天父，在我软弱的地方，你显得刚强。
We come against any attack of the enemy in the name of Yeshua.
我们奉耶稣基督要捆绑仇敌一切的作为。
We cut off any spirit that's not from you in the name of Yeshua.
我奉耶稣基督，一切不是出于神的灵都要离开。
We proclaim Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
我们要宣告罗马书八章三十二节。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Abba Father, we know that your glory is here.
天父，我们知道你的荣耀在这里。
We want to see more of your glory.
我们要看到你更多的荣耀。
More of your glory.
更多的荣耀。
From glory to glory.
从荣耀到荣耀。
From glory to glory.
从荣耀到荣耀。
Amen. Yes, it's to the mean that call. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. 谢谢。
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
My name is Zev, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat.
我的名字，我的希伯来文字是 Porat Zev.
I was born in Israel.
我是在以色列出生。
Into a family of Sanhedrin,
是在犹太会堂公会这样的一个家族里出生的。
And by the grace of God,
因着神的恩典
I can stand here today.
今天我站在这里。
As my wife is from Shanghai,
那我的太太从上海来。
Lin,
林，介绍一下师母王师母。
And we represent the one new man.
犹太人和外邦人在主耶稣里成了一个新人。
Ephesians 2:15,
以弗所书二章十五节。
God's master plan.
这是神奇妙的计划。
There always has to be one.
是要合一。
One God.
一个神。
Father, Son, Holy Spirit are also one.
圣父、圣子、圣灵一位神。
And one new man.
一个新人。
If there's two of something, it's not from God. If there's two of something, it's not from God.
如果是两个，就不是从神来的。
It always has to be one.
是一个。
And that's what our ministry, by the grace of God, represents.
这也是我们的事工，要呈现的。
And that's when I met Pastor John and Pastor Peter in China.
我在国内遇到周牧师和孙牧师。
We met for a few minutes.
我们见了几分钟面。
And the first minutes that we met, the anointing just fell.
就是刚刚见面，恩膏就降下来。
I knew right there that there's going to be a spiritual connection.
我立刻知道我们灵里会发生连接。
And when Pastor John and Pastor Peter invited me to Canada here, to Vancouver,
那周牧师和孙牧师邀请我来到温哥华这里。
I was very excited.
我很兴奋。
I didn't need to pray more than 1 minute.
我一分钟都不需要更多祷告。
Holy Spirit said, go!
圣灵跟我说去吧。
Go! And here I am today.
我今天就来到这里了。
God's master plan.
这是神奇妙的计划。
I'm going to be speaking for about 6 sessions, I believe.
我要讲六堂。
Everything is about Israel. Everything about Israel.
是关于以色列。
But before I get into the subject of Israel, I think it's important that you hear my story, which is really God's story.
那在这个讲这些主题前呢，我希望要先介绍我的见证。
Because I know that you're praying for Israel.
因为我知道大家都在为以色列祷告。
But if you know what you're praying about, it's much more effective.
但是如果你知道你是要为什么祷告，你的祷告会更有效。
And in my story, you will learn how to pray for Israel more effectively.
在我的见证中，你会知道如何为以色列祷告更有效。
And in the process, the gospel will go back to Jerusalem.
福音正在传回耶路撒冷的过程中。
The congregation, the church will unite.
教会会聚集起来，合一起来。
That's God's master plan.
这是神奇妙的计划。
To bring the gospel back to Jerusalem and to go home.
把福音带回耶路撒冷回家。
Amen.
Amen.
The bride.
新妇。
The 新妇。
新妇。
Amen.
Amen.
I think in Cantonese it's 新妇 right?
广东话是什么？广东话，新妇。
That's what it's all in Hebrew. It's kala.
希伯来话是 kara.
We say the kala, the bride.
我们说 kala 就是新妇。
But the bride, to be a bride of Yeshua, is a process.
新妇成为基督的新妇是一个过程。
It's a sanctification process.
是成圣的过程。
And it has to do with our relationship with God.
跟我们跟主的关系有关。
It has to do with the feast of the Lord.The feast of the Lord.
耶和华的节期。
It has to do with being prepared to be the bride.
就是关于我们怎么预备自己成为新妇。
And in the process, we have to pray for our brothers and sisters who are not believers yet in Israel.
当然，在这个过程中间，我们要为还没有成为基督徒的犹太弟兄姐妹祷告。
Because ultimately, the gospel will go back to Israel.
因为最终福音要回到耶路撒冷。
And we will be together in the New Jerusalem.
我们要在新耶路撒冷都在一起。
And that's why it's so important for me to share my story so you know how to pray for Israel.
所以我分享自己的故事很重要，我们知道如何为犹太人祷告。
So you understand why is it so difficult for a Jew?
我们就会明白为什么对犹太人这么困难。
To embrace Jesus, Yeshua, as the Messiah.
来接受耶稣基督是他们的弥赛亚。
My grandfather, we see him on the screen, was a Holocaust survivor.
我的祖父刚才看到这个照片，他是二战集中营的幸存者。
His whole family were massacred in the gas chambers.
他所有的家人都在这个大屠杀中就是
And by the grace of God, he was able to escape before arriving to the concentration camp.
但是感谢主，就是他在到达奥斯维辛集中营以前可以逃出来。
As a teenager, he escaped to White Russia, which is called Belarus.
他十几岁的时候他就逃到了白俄罗斯，是吗
？Where he met my grandmother.
他就在那里遇到了我的外祖母。
And they made it to Palestine, to Israel, in the middle of 1946.
他们在1946年就回到了以色列。
My grandfather was from the tribe of Levi.
我的祖父是来自利未族家利未。
And in 1948, when Israel became a state,
1948年以色列复国的时候
for fulfilling Bible prophecy,
成就了圣经的预言
my grandfather became one of the top 14 head Sanhedrin rabbis.
我的祖父就成为当时就是犹太公会的很最重要的就是这个大拉比之一。
So my grandfather was a rabbi.
我的祖父是一个拉比。
His father was a rabbi.
他的父亲是个拉比。
In fact, his father was a dayan.
实际他的祖父的父亲是拉比的法官。
Dayan is a judge of rabbis.
就是拉比的法官。
Rabbinic courts.
就是法官管这个。
We still have rabbinic courts today in Israel. In every city, you go to Israel today, there's a rabbinic court.
你现在去到以色列还是有这个公会犹太人的法官。拉比的法官。
So these were my family.
这是我的家族的来源。
And from the time I was like this small,
我很小的时候
I was told that I'm going to be a rabbi.
我知道长大以后我会成为拉比。
That I'm going to continue the family tradition.
我会继承家族的这个拉比的这个。
And I'll never forget being in the first grade.
我一年级的时候。
The teacher asked everybody, "What do you want to be when you get older?"
老师问我们说，你们长大想成为什么人？
One said, I want to be a doctor.
有人说我要成为医生。
Another said, I want to be a lawyer.
有人说我要成为律师。
But I always said, Rabbi.
我说我长大成为拉比。
Because I was brainwashed from the time I was this small.
因为我从小就被洗脑了。
And that's what I believed.
我就相信是这样。
Growing up, my mother tongue is Hebrew.
我妈妈的家族也是希伯来。
I was born in Israel.
我在又在以色列出生。
But praise God, I speak English well.
但是感谢主，我英语说得很好。
Because when my father was a rabbi, he used to travel from Israel to California back and forth.
因为当我父亲做拉比的时候，他是在以色列和美国加州之间一直来往。
So 5-6 months in Israel, 5-6 months, 7 months in California, vice versa.
在以色列待五六个月，在美国在加州待五六个月，就是这样往返。
So that's where I picked up my English.
这样我就是学会了英语。
Looking back now, I understand it's God's master plan. But even as I'm speaking to you right now, my brain is translating from Hebrew. You're getting three languages, Hebrew, English, Chinese. Hebrew, English, Chinese. It's going from the USB fast. My father eventually passed away in the United States.
我的父亲在美国去世。
And by his request was asked to be transferred to Israel to be buried.
那根据他的遗愿呢，他是要移到那个以色列安葬的。
He was buried in one of the most rabbinic cemeteries in Israel.
他是在以色列极端这个犹太教的这个墓地这个埋葬的。
In the city of Bnei Brak.
在这个 Bnei Brak 这个城市
15 minutes north of Tel Aviv. It's an Orthodox city.
是从特拉维夫往北15分钟路程的一个城市，是极端保守犹太教的城市。
If you go there today,
如果你今天到那里去，
everybody's wearing black.
每个人都穿着黑衣服。
Everybody has long beards.
每个人都长胡子。
They don't have television sets at home.
他们家里没有电视。
They don't read the newspaper.
他们不看报纸。
They live in their own world.
他们生活在自己的世界里。
And they're isolated.
他们被隔绝了。
That's how religious they are.
这是他们非常极端的宗教化。
And if you think throwing stones is something from ancient Israel,
你认为就像是古代就是要那种投石头的那种年代。
Try driving in Bnei Brak on the Sabbath, and you'll see that it's modern Israel. You drive in Israel.
你在以色列开车。
In this city, Bnei Brak,
就是在这个极端保守的城市。
On a Friday like today,
就像在这样的星期五。
And they'll stone you.
他们就会用石头砸你。
It's not something ancient, it still exists today.
这是不是古代的事情，现在还是这样。
Everything that Jesus, John the Baptist, Paul the Apostle had to deal with exists today in Israel.
所有主耶稣、保罗和使徒约翰那个时候面对的，今天还是一样。
What is the Sanhedrin? What is the Sanhedrin?
什么是犹太公会呢？
We get a picture on the screen of Judas.
你看一下下一张图。
We remember Judas betrayed Yeshua.
记得那个犹大背叛耶稣。
He was given 30 pieces of silver to betray Yeshua.
他就是他们付了他30块钱买卖耶稣。
That's the Sanhedrin. This was my family.
这就是犹太公会，这就是我的家族。
And my father passed away.
我父亲去世后。
And my grandfather.
我的祖父。
Rabbi Pinchas Porat became like a father to me.
就是这位的拉比就是我的祖父，就成了就像我的父亲的角色一样。
And I wanted to go to the Israeli army.
我很想去军队，以色列军队。
And my grandfather said, you're not going to the army.
祖父说你不可以去。
I begged my grandfather to go.
我就恳求祖父。
And he said, you know, I'll make you a deal.
祖父就说好，那我们来这样办吧。
You can go to the Israeli army.
你可以去以色列军队。
On condition that you graduate from your rabbinic school.
条件是你要从学校毕业。
I said, how can I go to the army?And graduate from rabbi school at the same time.
他就说那我怎么能够又去军队又从拉比学校毕业呢？
And he said, we're the Sanhedrin.
那个他祖父就说在犹太公会。
We're rabbis.
我们是拉比。
We have power.
我们有能力，他们有权柄。
I'm going to organize.
我会就是他的祖父会来组织。
That 2 times a week you leave the army at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
我来组织让你可以一周两次的离开下午离开军队一会儿。
Complete your rabbinic studies.
学习你的拉比课程。
He picked up one phone call.
所以他祖父就打一个电话。
I don't know who he called.
不知道他打给了谁。
And I was able to be drafted to the army.
但是我就可以去到军队，然后。
And released 2 times a week to study.
一周两次可以出来去学。
Now, we need to understand something. If you log into the internet today.
如果我们今天上网的话。
And you read the news.
也看新闻。
You see Benjamin Netanyahu is the Prime Minister of Israel.
我们看到内塔尼亚胡是以色列总理。
You think he makes the decisions.
你认为他是做决定的人。
The Sanhedrin make the decisions.
我告诉你是犹太公会是做决定的人。
Nothing passes in Israel without the Sanhedrin.
如果犹太公会不决定，以色列国家什么都不能通过。
Nothing's changed in 2,000 years.
2,000 年没有改变。
Who was in government when Yeshua was betrayed?
那个时候耶稣那个时代是谁在政府里面啊？
Was it the Roman Empire?
是罗马皇帝吗？
Or was it the Sanhedrin?
还是犹太公会呢？
It was the Roman Empire.
看起来是罗马皇帝。
But the Sanhedrin told them what to do.
但是犹太公会告诉罗马政权怎么做。
Nothing's changed in 2,000 years.
2,000 年都没有改变。
That still happens today in Israel.
今天在以色列就是这样。
According to the law in Israel, you must go to the Israeli army.
当然按照以色列法律你必须要参军。
It is not a choice.
不是一个选择。
So how come 300,000 Orthodox Jews in Israel don't go to the army?
那为什么极端犹太派有300,000的年轻人都不用去军队呢？
Because the Sanhedrin are over the government.
因为犹太公会是在政府之上的。
But if somebody that's not a Orthodox Jew doesn't go to the army, he's put in jail.
但是如果你不是一个极端正统派的犹太人，你又不去军队的话，你要入监狱。
So I got drafted to the army.
所以我就去了军队。
I shaved off my beard.
我就把我的胡子刮掉。
I took off my black Orthodox clothes.
我就把我的正统派的这些衣服脱掉。
I changed my kippah from a black kippah to a knitted kippah, yarmulke.
我就是把我的那一种的帽子换成了小普通的小黑帽。
We go to the Israeli army for 3 years.
去到军队三年。
After 2 years, I completed my study in the Ponovitch Yeshiva, which is a ministry school for rabbis.
两年我就完成了这个拉比学校的课程。
And became an Orthodox Sanhedrin rabbi in Israel.
那就成为一个极端正统派的以色列拉比。
I have absolutely no use for that certificate.
但是我这个证书对我来说没什么用。
I have one rabbi.
我有一个拉比。
His name is Yeshua.
他的名字是耶稣。
Let's give a praise in the house of the Lord.
我们要赞美主啊，赞美神的家。给主一个掌声。
When I got out of the army,
我从军队出来后
I really didn't want to be religious.
我不想变得那么宗教化。
You see, for the time that I was small,
我从小
I was told you're going to be a rabbi.
说你长就知道我长大要成为拉比。
You have favor.
你有恩宠。
You're Jewish.
你是个犹太人。
But I never felt anything.
但是我从来没有什么感觉。
All I felt was religion.
我所有感觉的都是宗教。
All I felt was bondage.
我所有感觉都是捆绑。
What you can eat.
你要吃什么
What you can wear.
你要穿什么
How you can pray.
你要怎么样祷告
And I drifted away from being an Orthodox Jew.
我就从极端正统派想离开
My grandfather was not with me 24 hours a day.
我的祖父不是一天到晚都跟我待在一起
And when I used to go to his house, I put on the yarmulke.
那我去他家的时候就戴上我那个帽子
And as soon as I left, that yarmulke was right here.
我一从他家出来我就把帽子放口袋里
And I really believed that the reason...
我相信原因是
not finding happiness
我没有找到这个幸福
is I need a very good job
我觉得是因为我要找到一个工作才能找到幸福
I need to earn a lot of money
我要挣很多钱才有幸福
Now because I speak Hebrew and English fluently
那因为我英语和希伯来文都讲得很好
And because I had management skills that I learned in the army
那我也在军队里学会了管理
I was able to obtain a very good job
我就找到一个很好的工作。
And also because I used to say my grandfather is the head of the Sanhedrin.
当然，因为我也会跟大家说，我的祖父是公会里的那个高层人物。
That'll help you get a job.
也帮助我找到工作。
And I obtained a job managing 37 workers.
那我就找到一个工作，我要管理37个人。
In a German company called Graniflex.
在一个德国的公司，就是那个名字。
In Israel.
在以色列。
I had 5 or 6 times more the average salary.
我比一般的工资要高出5-6倍的。
I had a new car every year.
我每年都有一个新车。
All my bills were paid for.
所有的账单都付得很容易。
I really had no use for the money I was earning because everything was paid for.
我的挣的钱都不知道该怎么花，因为我所有账单都被付了。
And you think that I was happy?
你认为我很幸福吗
？But I wasn't happy.
但是我还是不幸福。
And I decided that I know why I'm not happy.
我就决定。
I need to follow the world.
我就决定我要来效法世界。
I was an Orthodox Jew.
我曾经是一个极端正统。
I wasn't allowed to do anything.
我那个时候不让我做任何事。
I wasn't allowed to drink.
我不能喝酒。
I couldn't go to pubs.
我也不能去到夜店。
And I believed if I start going to pubs and drinking, I will find happiness.
我觉得我要是能够喝酒，能够去到处享乐，一定很幸福。
I call it an outburst of sin.
我就想我要在最终得释放。
I started going crazy.
我就是开始疯狂的生活。
I was drinking.
我就开始酗酒。
I was going to discotheques.
我就去到舞厅。
I was going to pubs.
我就去到夜店。
I got in fights.
我就各种打架。
I got arrested by the police.
我就被警察抓起来。
The police, I beat up the police.
然后我就打警察。
The police took me to the judge.
然后警察把我带到法官那里。
The judge asked me, "Are you sorry for what you did?"
法官说你对你做的感到羞耻吗
？I told the judge, "Take off the handcuffs." Take the handcuffs off.
我就跟那个法官说，把那个手铐拿走。
And I'll beat you up too.
我再打你一次，我说我要再打你。
I believe I didn't go to jail in Israel for 4 years for 2 reasons.
我觉得我在4年的时间里面都没有真正进到监狱里面，有两个原因。
One reason.
一个原因是
God had a calling in my life.
神对我的生命有个呼召。
The other reason.
第二个原因。
The grandson of a Sanhedrin rabbi can't be in jail.
因为我是一个大拉比的孙子，所以我不会进监狱的。
Last thing my grandfather needed is me all over the newspapers.
He didn't want me in the newspapers.
因为我的祖父不希望看到我在报纸头条。
So he called the chief police of Israel.
所以我的祖父就给这个大的法官来打电话。
And he said, "Get my grandson out of jail now."
他就说现在就把我的孙子放出来。
And he got me out of jail.
那法院只好把我放了。
And I continued to sin.
我就继续犯罪。
I eventually got a young lady, 17 years old, pregnant.
我还使一个17岁的少女怀孕。
Wrong family.
错误的家庭。
Her father was a crazy Iraqi Jew.
他的父亲是一个很疯狂的
Iraqi Jew.
伊拉克的犹太人。
And he said,
他就说,
if you, my daughter is 17.
我的女儿才17岁。
She's a minor.
她是个少年人。
If you don't marry my daughter,
如果你不娶我的女儿,
I'm going to press charges against you in the police station.
我就要让警察来抓你。
And I'm going to kill you.
我就要来杀掉你。
Well, I wasn't so concerned about him killing me.
我不是很担忧他会杀掉我。
Because my grandfather would have killed me first.
因为我的祖父会先杀掉我的。
We ended up getting married. My grandfather covered the story again.
那我后来结婚了，就我祖父就把这个事情掩盖起来了。
Ended up having two children.
有两个孩子。
And at the age of 26, I was divorced already.
他那个时候是跟那个女孩子结婚了，是吗？但是二十六岁又离婚了。
And I'm working for this company.
我就来为这个公司工作。
Making a lot of money.
挣了很多钱。
Got myself in trouble.
也给自己找了很多麻烦。
And I'm still not happy.
还是不幸福。
I got it.
我知道了。
I know how to be happy.
我知道怎么样找到幸福了。
I need a bigger car.
我要更大的车。
I need more money.
我要更多的钱。
I need a bigger house.
我更大的房子。
I need some diamonds.
我需要些钻石
And then I'll be happy.
我才会幸福
Little did I know that God had a calling in my life.
那个时候我是不知道神对我生命有计划
Little did I know that God is going to take my evil motivation and turn it into a blessing.
那个时候我不知道神要拿起我这些邪恶的想法来转化为祝福
I went and I found a job as a manager in a hotel.
我就在一个就是宾馆里找到一个经理的
Two times a week is an extra job.
第二个工作一个星期干两次
And one day,
有一天
Lynn walks in with a group from China.
就是我现在的太太她那时候跟中国一对中国旅游团进到这个酒店
She came to Israel for a food exhibition.
她就是来到以色列是为了食品展览会
She's a very good cook.
她是个非常好的大厨
I have the evidence.
我就是证据。
Amen.
Amen, 对吗？
To make a long story short,
我就长话短说。
The group went back to China.
那这个旅游团就回到中国了。
Lynn stayed in Israel.
但是我的太太就留下了。
And we got married after 10 months.
那十个月以后我们就结婚了。
Something supernatural.
这是超自然的事情。
The grandson of a Sanhedrin rabbi does not marry a Gentile.
一般来说，犹太公会的大拉比的孙子是不会去娶外邦人的。
What's even more supernatural?
那更超自然的是
Both of us were not believers.
我们两个人都不是信徒
Lynn was a heavy, heavy Buddha religious woman.
那个时候我太太是一个非常虔诚的佛教徒
She would light incense 3-4 times a day.
她每天都一天三四次烧香
I hated those incense.
我当然不喜欢那个香的味道
And I want to give you a picture of what our house looked like in Israel.
我给大家看一下那个照片我们
After we got married.
那我们结婚以后呢
？On this side of the house, we had rabbi pictures.
这边我有很多拉比的图片照片。
And on this side of the house, we had a big fat Buddha doll.
房子的这边有一个很大的佛像。
Spiritual warfare, darkness.
属灵征战，属灵黑暗，在我们家。
Little did I know that God had a master plan.
那个时候我不知道神有美好的计划。
And I still wasn't happy.
我还是不开心。
I still wasn't happy.
还是不幸福。
And I said, I know where I'll find happiness.
我想到哪里找到幸福。
I'm going to the internet.
我要到网上去。
In the internet, I can't get in trouble.
在网上我有麻烦了。
And in the internet, I will find happiness.
在网上我会找到幸福。
And I'm one day in the chat room in the internet.
有一天在网上的聊天室。
And a man from California.
一个加州的人。
The place where I sometimes lived.
我以前少年时期曾经住过的地方
found out that I'm from Israel
发现我是在以色列
and he began to preach the gospel to me
就开始对我传福音了
and I got very angry
我就很生气
I said don't talk to me about the gospel
说不要给我传福音
don't talk to me about the New Testament
不要跟我说新约
I'm a Jew I don't believe in the New Testament
我是犹太人我不相信新约
and I came here to run away from God
我就想从神面前我就是要从神面前 逃跑不要理我
leave me alone
不要理我
God sent the right person
但是神真的是选对人了。
This man Todd,
这个人叫 Todd,
was able to preach the gospel from the Old Testament.
他是可以从旧约中间来传福音。
Because he knew the name of Jesus in Hebrew.
因为他知道耶稣希伯来的名字。
He knew that Yeshua is everywhere. Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua.
他知道在旧约里充满了耶稣的名字。
I didn't want to hear him.
但是我不想听。
And this man was witnessing to me for 4 years.
这个人给我传了四年的福音。
4 years almost on a daily basis.
几乎每天都跟我传四年。
The Bible says that the Jewish people are stiff-necked.
圣经说犹太人是硬着颈项的。
We're not stiff-necked, we're stiff everywhere.
我们不只是硬着颈项，我们全身都硬。
4 years.
4年。
And you have to ask the question.
他就要经常问问题。
If someone is talking to you on the internet.
如果有人在，你会问一个问题，如果有人在网上跟你讲话。
And you do not want to hear him.
你不想跟他讲话。
There's two things you need to do.
你可以做两件事吗？
And that person is gone.
这个人就可以消失了。
Block, delete.
把他拉黑，把他就是删除掉。
You know how many times I tried to do that?
你知道我试着做了好多次。
One time the computer screen just went out.
有一次是那个屏幕就死机。
Another time the light bulb went boom.
有一次那个电灯泡突然就炸了。
You can't run away from God.
我没办法逃开神，从神。
When God has a calling on your life, it will come to pass.
当神在你生命中有呼召的话，他一定会成就。
Adam and Eve tried to run away from God.
从神，你想从神逃开的话。
Adam and Eve tried to run away from God.
亚当夏娃从神面前要逃开。
When God has a calling in your life, He'll find you on the internet.
如果神对你生命有呼召，他在网上也能找到你。
He'll find you in the post office.
他会在邮局也会找到你。
He'll find you in the supermarket.
他在超市也能找到你。
You can't run away from God.
你没有办法从神逃开。
After 2 years out of the 4 years of listening to this man.
在这个四年听他宣教的这个第两年以后。
God start to wake me up at night.
神在半夜就把我叫醒。
3 o'clock in the morning, I'm walking around the house like this. I can't sleep.
凌晨三点，我就在我的卧室这样走来走去，没法睡觉。
The Bible verses that he's talking to me about.
就这个套子给我讲的圣经的经文。
Are driving me crazy.
让我感一直困扰我。
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书53章。
Micah 5:2.
弥迦书5:2.
Jeremiah 23.
耶利米书23章。
And many many other Bible passages.
还有很多很多的经文。
And the enemy attacked me.
仇敌就攻击我。
He said, Zev.
他说 Zev.
Even if this is the Messiah.
就算他是耶稣基督。
It's not the Jewish Messiah.
他不是你们犹太人的弥赛亚。
It's the Gentile Messiah.
是外邦人的弥赛亚。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵告诉我一件这个方向。
The enemy pulling me this way.
仇敌把我拉到那个方向。
You're praying for Israel?
我们是在为以色列祷告吗？
You want to know what to pray about?
你要知道怎么祷告吗？
You pray about strong spiritual warfare.
你要为很严重的属灵征战祷告。
It is not easy for a Jew to embrace Jesus, Yeshua, as the Messiah.
真的不容易让一个犹太人认耶稣基督，耶稣是基督。
He will be attacked.
他会被仇敌攻击。
He will be persecuted.
他会被逼迫。
The enemy knows the Bible.
因为敌人魔鬼也知道圣经。
The enemy knows his days are numbered.
魔鬼知道这个日子不多了。
The enemy knows that he's going to the lake of fire.
魔鬼知道他即将要下到火湖了。
And the enemy knows that the more Jews come to faith, the closer the second coming is coming.
魔鬼知道越多的犹太人要得救，耶稣基督回来的日子就近了。
So he attacks all believers. Yes.
所以他攻击所有的。
But his main target is Israel.
他攻击所有人，但他主要的攻击目标是以色列人。
That's why when you go to Israel, if you're an intercessor.
所以如果你是代祷者，你去到以色列。
You find that when you go to Israel, it's very hard to be an intercessor.
是，你会发现你去到以色列很难代祷。
There's spiritual warfare.
因为有属灵征战。
The minute you step in the airport, you feel it.
就那一秒钟，你站在以色列机场，你就可以感觉到。
The enemy doesn't want you there.
魔鬼不希望你在那里。
He doesn't want the gospel to go back to Israel.
他不希望福音传到以色列。
And therefore, every Jew that is saved, it's a miracle.
所以每一个能得救的犹太人都是一个奇迹，神迹。
And it was easy for me to buy the lie. I bought the lie from the enemy.I buy the lie from the enemy. I believe.
我让我相信魔鬼的谎言很容易。
I believe that the Messiah is for the Gentiles. It's not for me.
我就相信这个弥赛亚是为外邦人的，不是为我的。
And God said, "I'm not going to wake you up anymore."
神说，那我就不会再叫你起床了。
I'm not going to let you sleep.
我就让你去睡觉。
And the next 2 years,
接下来有两年
I'm listening to Todd on the internet.
我还是在网上跟这个 Todd 聊天。
And I conduct an investigation in Israel.
我就做了一些调查研究，在以色列。
I decided to go investigate 32 rabbis in Israel.
我决定去询问以色列的32位拉比。
And my grandfather.
包括我的父祖父。
I would receive 26 different answers.
但是我得到了26个答案。
For the same question.
同一个问题得了26个答案。
What was the question?
问题是什么呢？
Micah 5:2.
弥迦书五章二节。
A birth of a king in Bethlehem.
在伯利恒所出生的弥赛亚君王。
And I went to my grandfather.
我就问到问我祖父。
I never once mentioned the word Messiah to him.
我从来没有听到他讲弥赛亚的事。
I just showed him some Bible verses, Micah 5:2.
我只是把旧约这段圣经给他看。
And my grandfather was getting nervous.
我的祖父就很紧张。
Why was my grandfather getting nervous for the Old Testament?
为什么我的祖父看到这个旧约圣经会紧张呢？
Could it be that Yeshua is the Messiah?
是不是真的是耶稣就是弥赛亚呢？
No, I won't believe it.
不，我还是不相信。
I then investigated 32 rabbis after my grandfather.
我继我祖父以后，我又问了32位拉比。
I'm 4 years on the internet.
已经在网上四年了。
2 years of investigation.
后面两年是做调查研究。
And I still won't embrace Yeshua as the Messiah.
我还是不愿意接受耶稣就是弥赛亚。
I then decided to go visit the main rabbi of Israel.
我就决定去问以色列的最重要的那个大拉比。
Harav Israel Lau, Rabbi Israel Lau.
叫做以色列劳，他的名字。
Today his son David Lau is the main rabbi of Israel.
今天他的儿子 David 以色列劳是以色列的最大拉比，首席拉比。
And actually, Rabbi Lau, he flew to California to bar mitzvah me.
实际这一个以色列劳大拉比那个时候在他成年的时候曾经飞到就是 美洲哈，专门为他做成人礼。
So he knew my family well.
他和我的家族关系很近。
So it was easy to get an appointment with him.
那我就很容易约上他。
Otherwise, you're going to wait 6 months to get an appointment.
要不然你6个月都约不着见他面。
Or never get an appointment.
或者你可能从来就不会约上他。
And I walked into his office.
我就进到他的办公室。
And he gave me a big hug.
他就拥抱我。
He wanted to give me a slap when I left.
但他走的时候他想给我耳光
well, in the office,
但是我进来的时候他就拥抱我
he gave me a big hug.
他给我一个拥抱
And I asked him a question.
我就问他
I said, I interviewed 32 rabbis in Israel.
我已经问过以色列的26位拉比了
And my grandfather.
和我的祖父
I received 26 different answers for the same question.
同样的问题我收到26个不同的答案
Isn't there one Bible?
这不是同一本圣经吗
And I'll never forget the answer that Rabbi Lau gave me.
我从来不会忘记以色列劳他的回答。
He said, "No problem."
他说没问题啊。
There are 70 panim la Torah. There are 70 faces to the Bible.
就是对圣经可以有70种不同的解释。
So the fact that you receive 26 is okay.
所以你只收到62种解释没问题。
You've got a long way to go.
你还有很远的路可以走。
I knew right there why he's the main rabbi of Israel.
我现在知道他为什么是以色列最大的拉比了。
The more illogic you have, the higher you go.
你越不合逻辑，你就升得越高。
I knew right there that Yeshua is the Messiah.
我那个时候我知道耶稣就是弥赛亚。
But I knew it in my mind.
但是我的头脑知道。
I wouldn't accept it in my heart.
我还是心里不想接受。
And the book of Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十二章的经文就进来。
Says that God will write the new covenant on the hearts of men.
说那个人要新约会写在心板上。
It's not enough just to know it in the mind; you have to know it in the heart.
头脑知道还不够，心里要承认。
And I wasn't willing to accept.
那个时候我心里还不愿意接受。
In the heart.
心里不愿意接受。
Because I was standing there in Rabbi Lau's office.
因为我站在以色列劳他的办公室里。
And my whole life was like a video in front of me.
我整个的人生就像放录像一样在我面前。
How do I accept that most of my life was a lie?
我怎么能够承认我前面的大半生都是个谎言呢
？What kind of a price am I going to pay if I believe in this Jesus and this Yeshua？
如果我要认这个耶稣基督，我要付上多大的代价呢
？No，
不
，I won't believe it。
我不想相信他。
He's not the Jewish Messiah。
他不是我们犹太人的弥赛亚。
He's the Gentile Messiah。
他是外邦人的弥赛亚。
Two nights later，
两天之后
，A cold winter night in Israel。
一个很冷的以色列的晚上。
I'll never forget it。
我永远不会忘记。
My bed was all wet。
我的床都是湿的。
3 o'clock in the morning.
凌晨三点钟。
I was awake.
我又醒了。
God spoke to me.
神对我讲话。
He called my name from a cloud 2 times.
他从云中叫我的名字2次。
Cloud, a fire.
如同着火的明亮的云。
Looking back now, I believe it was the Shekinah glory that was hovering over Israel when they left Egypt.
我回头的时候，我想那个云就是当以色列百姓离开离开埃及的时候，那个云柱火柱那个荣耀的烟云。
And he called my name in Hebrew 2 times.
用希伯来文叫我名字两次。
And he said, "Zev, Zev."
他说 "Zev, Zev."
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书53章。
Is the Messiah of Israel.
就是以色列人的弥赛亚。
And right there, I felt electricity in my body, electricity.
我就感觉到电流进到我身体。
I was shaking all over.
我就在颤抖。
I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit.
我就感觉到圣灵的强烈的同在。
It was the first time that I knew that I was a sinner.
是我第一次知道我是个罪人。
In desperate need of a Savior.
非常需要一个救主。
And God saved me not because of my works, not because I'm Jewish, but because of His grace.
神拯救我不是因为我是个犹太人不是因为我的工作而是因为他的恩典
And for the first time in my life
我 生命第一次
I felt the presence of the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob
我感受到亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神在我的身边同在
He was inside of me
他在我的里面
I was shaking
我在颤抖
I immediately woke up Lynn
我就立刻叫醒我太太
I said Lynn
我说 Lynn
God spoke to me
神对我讲话了
I know who the Messiah is
我知道弥赛亚是谁了
And she said go back to sleep
林说你回去睡觉吧
It's the guy from the internet brainwashing.
就是网上的那个人把你洗脑了。
Now I'm going to ask you a question.
那我要问你个问题。
And don't answer the question because I'm here.
不要因为我在这里就不好回答这个问题。
Answer the question because you believe it.
你要回答是因为你相信你回答问的问题。
How many of you here believe that the Jewish people in general are smart?
多少人真的认为犹太人总体来说是很聪明的？有多少人认为犹太人很聪明？
You are 100% correct.
我你们真的是百分之百的正确。
But you know who's smarter?
但是你知道谁更聪明吗?
Chinese people with
the Holy Spirit. 中国人更聪明。
Amen.
Amen.
It took me 4 years to accept Yeshua.
我四年才接受耶稣基督。
Lynn is Chinese.
我的太太中国人。
She didn't need 4 years.
她不需要四年。
I preached the gospel to her.
我向她传福音。
And 1 week later.
一个星期以后。
She accepted Yeshua as her personal savior.
她接受耶稣基督做她的救主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A Jew takes 4 years, a Chinese 1 week.
中国人只要一星期。
Amen. You tell me who's smarter.
那谁更聪明
Amen. That's why God's using you to bring the revival.
为什么神要使用华人带来复兴
I was on fire.
我那时候是浑身着火的。
I still am.
我现在还是着火。
You know, they say a new believer is on fire.
很多人说新信徒就是好像着火的感觉。
New believer, old believer, I'm on fire all the time.
但是我是个老信徒，我还是永远是在着火的感觉中。
We should never lose the fire.
我们永远不应该把这个火熄灭。
Because it's the fire of the line of the tribe of Judah.
因为这是犹太的狮子的这个火焰。
I wanted to tell every Jew.
我要想告诉每一个犹太人。
That Yeshua is the Messiah.
耶稣就是弥赛亚。
I started my own family.
我开始我从我的家庭开始。
I called my mom up.
给我妈妈打电话。
I said, Mom.
我说妈妈。
I know who the Messiah is.
我知道弥赛亚是谁了。
And she said, Who?
她说谁呀、
啊、？I said, Yeshua.
我说是耶稣。
发疯。
发疯了，妈妈说她发疯了。
She lost her mind.
她就嘲笑我发疯了。
She said, Your father.
她说你的父亲。
Is twisting and turning in the grave for what you have done.
在坟墓里，现在为着你今天的这状况，正在痛苦的折磨着，被折磨。
You are no longer a Jew.
你不再是犹太人了。
You are a backstabber.
你是一个背叛者。
And she said something to me that was shocking.
她跟我说了一些让我很震惊的话。
She said that a Arab that blows up buses.
她说一个阿拉伯人如果是炸毁一个公共一个车。
Is better than me.
都比我强得多。
Because he believes in what he's doing, but I'm a traitor.
因为阿拉伯人知道他在做什么，坚于他的信仰，但是他却是一个背叛者。
This is my old mom say this. I couldn't believe it.
这就是我妈妈对我说的话，真的不能相信。
And she closed the phone.
然后就把妈妈把电话挂了。
I went to my grandfather.
我就去找我的祖父。
My grandfather was 86 years old.
我祖父那时候86岁。
I said, Grandfather.
我说祖父，爷爷。
You remember I showed you Bible verses?
你记得我曾经给你看过旧约经文。
I know who they are.
我现在知道是谁了。
Yeshua.
是耶稣。
When my grandfather heard the name of Yeshua.
当我祖父听到耶稣这个名字的时候。
He was no longer my grandfather.
他就不再是我祖父了。
He was demon possessed.
他就像被鬼附一
样。86 years old.
86岁了。
Had the power of a man 30.
就是非。
He stood up.
像有三十岁的力量一样，他就站起来。
He opened the glass window behind him.
他就打开了后面柜子的玻璃窗。
There were plates.
有很多的瓷盘子。
And he started to throw the plates at me.
他就把这个瓷盘子甩向我，就砸向我。
Gentile, Gentile,
Gentile. 外邦人，一直的喊，一直砸向我。
You know, it wasn't the physical pain.
不是身体的疼痛。
It was the spiritual pain.
是灵里的疼痛。
I left.
我就离开了。
I can tell you that only when I was outside did I realize that my whole shirt is full of blood.
我到了外面才发现我的身上全是血。
I never saw my grandfather again.
从那以后再没见过祖父。
I had one opportunity to speak to my grandfather.
有一次我有机会跟他讲话。
And this is what he said.
他就说
Don't you ever call this family again.
不要再给这个家庭打电话了。
Don't you ever
不要
come here again.
不要再来这里了。
You are a dead man.
你已经死了。
Until you deny the name of Yeshua.
除非你否认耶稣的名。
And I said, I will never deny the name of Yeshua.
我说我绝不会，永远不会否认耶稣
的名。I will never deny the name of Yeshua.
我永远不会否认耶稣基督的名。
He is the King of Kings.
他是万王之王。
He is the Lord of Lords.
他是万主之主。
He is El Shaddai.
他是 El Shaddai.
He is Jehovah Jireh.And he's the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他是犹大支派的狮子。
I have a sister.
我有一个姐姐。
She's 8 years younger than I am.
妹妹比我年轻八岁。
The granddaughter of a Orthodox rabbi's family will marry an Orthodox rabbi.
那极端正统的犹太派的家庭是要跟同样家庭结婚。
And her husband,
她的丈夫
is also a rabbi.
也是一个拉比
but he's a different kind of rabbi.
但是一个不同类型的拉比
He writes the mezuzot. Mezuzot are what they have on the doorposts in Israel. The blessing.
他是写那种祝祷文的拉比
See, the word of God is not kosher. You need a rabbi to stamp it.
就是好像神的话语还不足够，你需要一个拉比来盖章认可这个神的话。
And they have 7 kids.
他们有七个孩子。
At that time.
那个时候。
Orthodox Jews have a lot of kids.
那个极端正统犹太派都要很多很多孩子的。
If you ever go to Israel,
如果没去过以色列
，many times you'll see an Orthodox man.
你会看到一个极端正统犹太派的家庭。
He's got 13, 14, 15 kids behind.
还有13、14、15个孩子跟着他后面。
They have a lot of kids.
很多的孩子。
And sometimes you'll pull out a note.
什么时候会你说看到他拿出一个纸片
？David here.
说 David 举手。
Yaakov here.
雅各举手。
They have so many kids. They have to count them.
很多很多，他要来那个数，他们没有丢，就是要一个个数。
My sister at that time had 7 kids.
我妹妹那个时候才七个孩子。
Now you think about the Jewish people.
你想想犹太人。
You think about Moses.
你想摩西。
You think about the Ten Commandments.
你想十诫。
You would think the Jewish people they know the Bible perfect.
你想犹太人对圣经很了解的。
But what you need to understand is they read the Bible under rabbinic interpretations.
但是你要知道，他们读圣经是透过拉比的解释在读圣经。
They have books that interpret the Bible.
他们有解释圣经的很多书。
And then they have books that interpret the books that interpret the Bible.
他们也有解释这些书的解释的书。
Books such as the Zohar,
就像 Zohar 这些书。
The Talmud,
塔木德。
These are all interpretations.
都是对圣经的解释。
And this is the enemy's tool of keeping the Jewish people away from the written word of God.
这就是魔鬼的伎俩，要让犹太人实际不能够看到神的话语。
And when I went to witness to share the gospel with my sister,
当我跟我的妹妹要传福音的时候
，and her husband Rabbi Avi, I shared Psalms 2.
我的跟我的妹夫，他就是分享诗篇二章。
Tehillim bet, Psalms 2 is a very very powerful messianic chapter.
诗篇第二章是非常强的弥赛亚信息的诗篇。
Because it deals with God's anointed.
因为是讲到耶和华的受膏者。
It deals with the deity of Yeshua, the deity that Yeshua is God.
讲到耶稣是神。
And it shows that Yeshua is the Messiah for all nations.
说耶稣是列国的神。
And most of all, it says, "Blessed are those who take refuge in Him."
说投靠他的人有福了。
And this is what I was sharing with my sister.
我就跟我的妹妹妹夫分享。
And her husband said, "You can't read the Bible like this."
他妹夫就说你不可以这样读圣经。
You need to read under rabbinic interpretation.
你要读圣经的解释书啊。
If you read the Bible like this, you will mislead other Jews.
你如果这样读圣经，你会把其他犹太人误导的。
Not only will you mislead other Jews, you might even die.
你不仅会把其他犹太人误导，你还会死的。
In every lie, there's a little bit truth.
在每一个谎言里都有一点点真话。
And my sister was right.
我的妹妹是对的。
If you read Psalms 2, you will die.
你要是读诗篇第二篇，你真的会死的。
But you'll rise again with Yeshua.
但是你会跟耶稣一起复活的。
Let's give a praise in the house of the Lord.
我们来赞美，感谢神的家，感谢主。
I never saw my sister ever again.
我从此再没见过我的妹妹。
I never saw my 7 nephews.
我再没见过我的七个侄儿。
If you go to Israel today,
你如果去到以色列
，and you ask my sister where I am,
你要是问我的妹妹我在什么地方
，she doesn't say that I'm a believer in Yeshua and Jesus.
她不会说我已经成为耶稣基督的门徒了。
She says that I died.
她说我哥哥死了。
My brother is dead.
我的哥哥死了。
Remember I told you I had a very, very good job?
记得我曾经有个很好的工作吗
?Managing 37 workers?
管理37个人。
Well, for the first 2 years of being a new believer,
信主以后的两年
,every day after work,
每一天下班以后
,I would preach the gospel.
我就传福音。
I would look at the clock at 4:30 in the afternoon,
我看到表到了4:30。
Just waiting for 5 o'clock.
我就等到5:00。
Because 5 o'clock was fire time.
因为5:00就是那个圣灵的火的时间。
祝福祝福祝福。
祝福time.
是吧, 祝福.
It was time to preach the gospel.
传福音的时间.
And after 2 years of doing this,
我传了2年福音.
I get called in by the CEO of the company.
公司总裁又叫我去.
And he says, Zev, I've been hearing bad things about you.
他说, Zev, 我听到一些对你不好的话.
You've been talking about this guy Yeshua.
你在谈论关于耶稣的事.
Now what you need to know is that Jews who do not believe in Yeshua,
你要知道不相信耶稣, 犹太人,
do not call Yeshua Yeshua.
你要知道犹太人是不会叫耶稣的名字叫耶稣的。
They have a curse word that the rabbis invented.
他们有一个拉比发明的咒诅的名字。
So another tool of the enemy that they don't see Yeshua in the Bible because they're looking for the wrong name.
所以这也是魔鬼的伎量, 这样犹太人在旧约圣经中找不到耶稣的名字。
And I said, I don't talk about Jesus at work.
我说我没有在工作场合谈论耶稣啊。
I talk after work.
我是下班以后谈论的。
And he said, I won't have it.
他说不可以。
You're going to turn this place into a cult.
你要把这个地方要变成一个什么 court
cult
异端的地方吗？
And I said, are you asking me to deny Yeshua?
我说你的意思是不是让我否认耶稣呢？
And he said, yes.
他说是。
I will never deny the name of Yeshua.
但是我永远不会否认耶稣的名。
I will never deny the name of Yeshua.
但是我永远不会否认耶稣基督的名。
And he said, you are fired.
他说你被解雇了。
You are to go back to your office.
你去到办公室。
You are to clear your desk.
现在就整理桌子。
You are to return your car keys.
还你的车钥匙。
You're not getting compensation.
也没有任何补偿。
You're not getting a salary.
没有工资。
And you're not getting a pension.
没有补偿。
Now look, I was a new believer.
我是个新信徒。
Only 2 years.
才信了2年。
I was angry.
我很生气。
I was bitter.
我很苦读。
And I was going to sue this man in the labor courts.
我就要在劳工法庭来告他。
What he did is not legal. Not legal what he did.
他做的是不合法的。
And God spoke to me.
那神就对我说,
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
申命记, 32章, 35节,
verse 35.
35节,
Vengeance is mine.
深渊在我,
you see, God was preparing me for something big.
神要预备我,
something big because we're small people with a big God.
因为我们是很渺小的人,
God didn't want me just to read the Bible.
神不仅要让我读圣经,
God wanted me to live the Bible.
神要把让我把圣经活出来,
Vengeance is mine.
深渊在我,
let it go.
放手吧,
pray for his salvation.
为救恩感谢主吧,
and that's what I did.
我就这样做了,
but I had a new obstacle. A new problem, obstacle.
我有一个新的障碍,
I had to look for a new job.
我需要找工作了,
no compensation.
因为没有任何的报,
no salary.
没有工资, 没有补偿,
I can't go to social security.
我,
Social Security.
我不能有社工保社会保险卡。
Because in Israel there's a law.
因为以色列有个法律。
If you are fired, you need to bring a note from your employee.
如果你被解雇了, 你要老板给你一封信。
And if you don't have a note, you're not getting money.
你如果没有这封信就没有钱。
So I couldn't do that.
我就没有社会福利。
And I went start to look for a job.
我就开始找工作了。
And every job that I wrote on my application,
每一个工作我申请的时候,
that I was fired because I believe in Yeshua.
我都写我解雇是因为我相信耶稣基督。
I wrote on my application that I don't have a resume.
我没有简历。
I said that I'm qualified for the job.
但是我说我是合格这个工作的。
I said that I'm willing to work 6 days for free.
我想先给你免费工作7天。
And if I'm not qualified, don't pay me and don't hire me.
那如果我工作不称职, 你就不要请我, 也不要付钱。
Well, they all said, we'll call you.
那每个人都说我会给你打电话的。
We don't care what you believe.
我们不关心你信什么。
2 months.
但是2个月,
3 months,
3个月,
from one manpower company to another manpower company.
从一个人力资源的一个猎头公司到一个猎头公司,
no one ever called.
没有人给我打电话。
At that time, Lynn spoke Hebrew a little bit.
那个时候我太太会讲一点希伯来文。
She was working just a little bit as a cook.
她也是在做大厨做一点工作。
And the little money that we had was being eaten up.
我们的一点点钱越来越少了。
11 months.
11个月,
no one calls.
没有任何人给我打电话。
And God speaks to me.
神对我讲,
2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
帖撒罗尼迦后书2章,
verse 10. Maybe we can read that.
3章10节, 我们一起来读这句。
Let's all read that together.
我们一起来读吧。 若有人不肯做工, 就不可吃饭。
A man who doesn't work shall not eat.
不肯做工的, 不做工的人就不可吃饭。
A man who doesn't work shall not eat.
不做工的人就不可吃饭。
And I understood that God is telling me, if you can't find a qualified job,
如果你不能找到, 合适的工作,
then you find any job.
你可以找任何工作,
because every job is a blessing.
因为每一个工作都是祝福。
And I went and I found a job that no one cares what you believe.
我就去找那些没有人管你信什么的工作。
No one needs your resume.
没有需要你履历的工作。
It was a very low-paying job.
是一个非常低工资的工作。
And a very physical job.
是个体力的活。
From managing 37 workers.
从管理37个人的职位。
I went to work as a dishwasher.
我就去做了个洗碗工。
The Bible says you must decrease in order to increase.
圣经说你要降卑，神才会升高你。
Yeshua HaMashiach said, if anyone wishes to follow me,
耶稣说若有人要跟随我,
he must pick up his cross daily and deny himself.
他要天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
God was teaching me what it means to be sanctified.
神就来教导我。
What it means to go through the fire.
什么叫做经过火的试验。
Sometimes God has to take us through the fire.
有的时候神带我们经过火的试验。
Because fire purifies gold and silver.
因为火可以炼净这个金银。
Anybody here experience God's sense of humor?
多少人感受到了神的幽默
Amen, amen. God has a sense of humor.
神是很有幽默感的
That's why the Bible says that we're created in his image.
圣经说我们是按着神的形象造的
Because we have a sense of humor.
那我们也有幽默感
When I went to work as a dishwasher,
当我去做洗碗工的时候
my manager was an Arab.
我的老板是个阿拉伯人
And he hated the Jewish people.
他非常仇恨犹太人
And he finally had a Jew.Under his hands.
那他终于有个犹太人为他干活
Washing dishes.
为他洗盘子
And every day I would go into that dishwashing job.
每一天我去洗盘子的时候
And he would scream at me.
那个人就
Faster! Faster!
冲我吼叫 Faster! 再快点快点快点
Matthew chapter 5 verse 44.
马太福音五章四十四节
Love your enemies.
要爱你的仇敌
God was going to show me what it means to love your enemies.
神说我要告诉你怎么爱你的仇敌
You see, I told you that I went to the Israeli army.
我就跟他说我去过以色列军队
But we also do reserves for 30 days a year.
但是我们一年还有30天是可以做预备役
And during the time that I did reserves, I was stationed in Lebanon border.
但我这30天的时候我是驻守在一个边界的一个什么地方哈
Lebanon. And I had an opportunity
我有个机会
to exercise my hatred towards the Arabs.
我就来操练我对阿拉伯人的仇恨。
And God was going to teach me what it means to love your enemies.
但所以现在神要教我怎么爱你的仇敌。
Every day,
每一天
faster,
每一天
faster,
让我更快更快更快。
Love your enemies.
要爱你的仇敌。
I'm working as a dishwasher.
我做了洗碗工。
What else can go wrong?
我能做错什么呢
？It only just begun.
才刚刚开始。
I went to my landowner.
我就去到我房东那里。
I never say landlord, I say landowner, I have one lord.
我从来不说房主因为我只有一个主我只说房东。
And I said, I want to continue to live here.
我说我想继续住在这里。
But I don't have the same salary that I had.
但是我现在工资不如以前了。
I don't have the same co-signers.
我没有跟我联名担保的人了。
And he said,
他说
没问题。
没问题。
No problem.
没问题。
You can stay.
你可以住啊。
Give me 1 year's rent in advance.
要给我一年的房租就可以。
Give me a $12,000 collateral deposit.
给我12,000块钱的那个押金就可以。
And you can stay.
你就可以住了。
You need to understand it was a lot of money at that time.
你要知道12,000块钱在那个年代很多钱。
We didn't have the money.
我们根本没有钱。
And a very hard decision was made.
所以我就做了很艰难的决定。
After prayer.
祷告以后。
Remember, I told you I didn't have a car. It belonged to the company. I didn't have a car.
啊，我没有车。
We went and we bought a very, very old beat-up car.
我就买了一个很老很老的一个旧车。
I was traveling around China.
我就开这个车在中国旅行的时候。
I have not seen a car like this.
我从来没见过这种车。
I'm talking about a car that if you leave the car keys inside.
就是谈到就那种车，如果你需要从里面钥匙放进去。
No one wants it.
没有，你钥匙在车里也没有人要的那种车。
And went and bought this old beat-up car.
我就买了这个老旧车。
Put our belongings in the car.
把我们所有的家当都放在车里。
And I went and bought a big tent.
买了一个大帐篷。
And Lynn and I went to live on the beach in Tel Aviv.
我和太太就住在特拉维夫的沙滩上，海滩上。
Little did I know how long we'd be there.
那时候我不知道要在海滩上住多久。
We ended up being there for 3.5 months.
那我们是住了3个月半。
When you're on the beach,
当你在沙滩上的海滩
上的时候 and you don't know how long you'll be there,
你不知道你要住多久。
3.5 months is like 3 years.
3个半月就像3年一样漫长。
And I remember that Lynn asked me a question when we arrived at the beach.
很多人问我问题哈。
She said, "Doesn't the Bible say God will bless us?"
那个时候我太太就问我个问题说，圣经里不是说我们要蒙福吗？
Doesn't the Bible say God will take care of us?
圣经不是说上帝要照管我们吗？
What kind of a blessing is this?
这是什么样的祝福啊？
And I told Lynn.
然后我就告诉我太太
I said, God is not the author of evil.
我说神不是发起这些恶事的神
But God can allow it.
但是神是允许这些事的神
I don't know when.
我不知道什么时候
I don't know where.
我不知道什么地方
And I don't know how.
我不知道怎么样
But I do know that God is going to bless us.
但是我相信神一定会祝福我们
And I want to give you a picture of what it's like being on the beach in Tel Aviv so you understand.
我跟大家描述一下住在特拉维夫的沙滩上是什么光景。
Tel Aviv is not like Jerusalem.
特拉维夫可不像耶路撒冷。
It's a very secular city.
是非常世俗的城市。
It's kind of like New York.
就像纽约那样世俗。
Okay, it's called Sin City.
就是一个犯罪的城市。
Who's on the beach?
哪些人在沙滩上
呢? At 2 o'clock in the morning.
凌晨两点有哪些人会在那里呢?
Drug addicts.
吸毒的。
Thieves.
贼。
And prostitutes.
妓女。
I used to sleep 3 hours.
经常我睡三个小时。
And Lynn used to guard the tent.
那我太太来看守这个帐篷。
And she used to sleep 3 hours.
然后她再睡三小时。
And I used to guard the tent.
我来看守帐篷。
And behind us were rocks.
在我们后面有很多的石头。
And in the rocks were rats this big.
然后后面的石头的那个老鼠这么大，这么大。
People get committed to the Ichilov Tel Aviv Hospital.
就是很多人被那种大老鼠咬了，进医院的。
Because one of those rats bit them.
因为这么大的老鼠
and we can hear the rats at night.
我们晚上就听见老鼠声音
4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
凌晨四五点钟
taking cold showers in the beach.
就是在沙滩上洗个冷水澡
putting that tent in the car.
然后把帐篷放在车里
day after day.
每一天
I was still looking for a better job.
我还在找工作
at the same time.
同时也在找工作
and after 2 months of doing this.
两个月以后呢
I walk into my dishwasher job.
我去到我的洗碗的地方。
And the Arab by the name of Ali.
我的阿拉伯老板的他名字叫 Ali.
Is screaming.
就在尖叫。
He's furious.
他很生气。
Where is Zev?
Zev 在什么地方
？Where is Zev?
Zev 在哪里
？Where is Zev?
Zev 在哪里
？What is wrong with you, Zev?
你怎么了 ，Zev?
Are you not human?
你不是人吗
？Don't you have a heart?
你没有心吗
？Can't you see I'm treating you like dirt?
你没看到我这么恶劣的对待你吗
？Why don't you respond?
为什么你不回应我
？You see, he was trying to fight with me for 2 months.
两个月了，他一直在恶待他。
And he couldn't get a fight.
但是他就不回应，就是不能争吵。
And it was driving him up the wall.
然后他就被逼到墙角，这个老板，这个阿拉伯人。
And I'll never forget it.
那我真的不会忘记。
Ali has long hair.
他还有很阿里有了长头发。
He still has long hair today.
他今天还是有长头发。
And he just pulled his hair. I said, "Do you want me to respond?"
他就是抓着他的头发，他就希望他能够回应他。
And he just pulled his hair and he says, "Yes, respond."
他就抓住自己的头发说，你要回应我。
I responded.
我就回应了。
I gave him the gospel.
我就把福音传给他了。
And praise God.
感谢赞美主。
One week later.
一个星期以后。
Ali accepted Yeshua as his personal savior.
接受耶稣基督做他的救主了。
And from that moment on.
从那开始
washing dishes
洗碗
was a real blessing
真的对我是个祝福
because it was a picture of Ephesians 2:15 the one new man
就回到了以弗所书二章说的一个新人
and we were both washing the dishes together
我和老板一起洗盘子
and the whole kitchen got the gospel the whole kitchen got the gospel
整个的厨房都被传了福音了
I want to tell you that if washing dishes is salvation
我告诉你如果洗盘子能够得到救恩
then we're willing to do it every day
我很愿意每天都做
In fact, it's one of my main jobs at home.
实际这也是我在家里的主要工作。
Amen.
是吗
？Living on the beach.
在沙滩上生活。
Washing dishes.
洗着盘子。
Married to a woman from China.
娶了一个中国太太。
What else can go wrong?
还会有什么比这更糟的呢
？God speaks to me again.
神又对我说。
And He says, "Honor your mother and father."
尊荣你的父母亲。
I want to tell you something about this Bible verse in Exodus about honoring your mother and father.
我要来跟你们说一下这节的经文，就是尊敬你的父母亲。在
Honor your mother and father is one of the Ten Commandments.
是那个尊荣父母是十诫之一。
Honoring your mother and father is not a salvation issue.
孝敬父母不是得救的一个因素。
But I believe if you do not honor your mother and father,
但是我相信如果你不孝敬尊荣父母的话
then you will not be well.You will not be well.
你不会过得很好。
And I believe God, you will not be well.
你不会过得很顺利吧。
And I believe God wanted me to be well.
我相信神要我能够很好。
Honor your mother and father.
所以尊荣你的父母亲。
Now my whole family disowned me.
那我的整个家族都不承认我了。
But the only one in my family that was speaking to me just a little bit.
我家族中唯一跟我说一点点话的人。
Was my mom.
是我妈妈。
She said, "Your Bible and my Bible are not the same."
妈妈说，你的圣经和我的圣经不是同一本。
Your God and my God are not the same.
你的神和我的神不是同一个。
But she expected that once or twice a month.
但是她还是期望一个月有一两次。
I would call her Friday at sundown.
周五晚上日落的时候他能够打电话
and say Shabbat Shalom.
可以跟他说安息日快乐 Shabbat Shalom.
And I didn't do it when I was on the beach.
那我在沙滩上是没法打电话
And God spoke to me.
神就对我说
Honor your mother and father.
你要尊荣你的父母亲
Exodus chapter 20 verse 12.
这是出埃及记二十章十二节的经文。
So I called my mom up on Friday.
我就星期五晚上给我妈打电话。
And I said, Mom.
我说妈妈。
And she said, Where have you been?
她就说你在哪里啊？
And I told her what happened.
我就告诉她的我的经历。
And you would think a mother's heart.
你认为妈妈的心怎样？
Her son is thrown on the beach like a dog.
你的女儿，你的孩子在那个沙滩上可怜的像个。
You would think she would grieve.
你认为她会为我悲哀吗？
But she was happy.
她很开心。
I warned you about this.
我早就警告过你了。
I told you if you believe in Yeshua, your life will be cursed.
我告诉你，信耶稣你会被咒诅的。
Look at what you have done.
你看看你做了什么。
You've lost your home.
你失去了家。
You've lost your family.
失去了家人。
You've lost your job.
失去了工作。
You've lost your friends.
失去了朋友。
And you lost your identity.
你也失去了你的身份。
I said, Mom, God is going to bless me.
我说妈妈，上帝会祝福我的。
You call this a blessing? And she closed the phone.
妈妈说，你认为这是祝福吗？就把电话挂掉了。
Following Sunday,
下个星期天,
seven rabbis
有七个拉比,
from the main rabbinic movement of Israel approached my tent.
就是他们是最反对弥赛亚信徒的这个运动的这个七个拉比来到我的帐篷。
How did they know where my tent was?
他们是怎么知道我的帐篷在哪呢?
Well, my mom told them.
肯定是我妈妈告诉他们的。
And very easy, if you go to Tel Aviv today,
如果你今天去特拉维夫,
at 2 o'clock in the morning,
凌晨两点,
you're not going to see any tents.
你现在不会看到任何帐篷。
I was the only tent on the beach.
因为我是那里唯一的帐篷。
And therefore it was easy to find me.
那个时候你在那沙滩上能找到我。
And these seven rabbis approached my tent.
这七个拉比来到我的帐篷。
Two of them I recognized from television.
有两个人我在电视上见过。
One of them is in government today with Benjamin Netanyahu.
那其中一个是内塔尼亚胡现在内阁的一个官员。
Aryeh Deri.
他名字叫 Alien Dan.
He approached my tent.
他就来到我的帐篷。
And when they came to my tent, I thought they came to break my legs and my arms.
他们来到我帐篷，我认为他们要打断我的腿。
But they said, "No, Zev, we're not here to fight."
他说我们在这里不是找麻烦的。
You made a mistake.
你是做错了。
You're supposed to be a rabbi.
你应该是拉比的。
Come with us.
跟我们回去吧。
We'll get you cleaned up.
我们会把你弄收拾干净。
We'll get you a place to live.
给你一个地方住。
We're the Sanhedrin.
我们是犹太公会的人。
We have power.
我们有能力的。
We'll even get your old job back.
甚至能把你放回以前的工作。
Triple your salary.
三倍于你以前的工资。
And they pull out a check.
他们就拿出一个支票。
It was an Israeli shekel, but I'll tell you in dollars, so you understand.
我就告诉你，那是一张以色列的支票。
Equivalent to about 26,000-27,000 US dollars.
大概等于25,000-26,000的美金那么多。
Which is a lot of money at that time.
在那个时候，以色列币是很多的钱。
And they handed it to me.
他就把这个支票给我。
God bless you.
神祝福你。
But I will never deny the name of Yeshua.
但是我永远不会否认耶稣基督的名。
I will never deny the name of Yeshua.
但是我永远不会否认耶稣基督的名。
Let's give a praise in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
感谢赞美主，我们给神一个掌声。感谢赞美主，哈利路亚。
And they spit on me.
他们就吐唾沫在我身上。
They cursed our Savior.
就咒诅我们的耶稣基督。
They never touched me.
他们没有碰我。
And they left.
他们走了。
Following Friday.
再下一个星期五
I called my mom again, honor your mother and father.
尊重父母，跟我妈妈打电话。
And my mom said, "What is wrong with you?"
妈妈说你怎么样
？We tried to help you.
我们是要帮你啊。
But you just won't help yourself.
但是你就自己就是不想帮自己。
I said, "Mom, God is going to help me."
我说妈妈，神会帮助我的。
And she closed the phone again.
妈妈又把电话挂掉了。
Two and a half months on the beach.
两个半月在沙滩上。
I've been through fire.
我是经过火的试验。
I feel like Daniel in the lion's den.
我感觉就像但以理在狮子洞一样。
What else can I go through?
那我还能经过什么呢
？One thing I've learned.
我学了一件事。
Over the years.
在这些年间。
Is that what I can handle?
当我能够处理事情的时候。
And what you can handle.
当你可以处理自己事情的时候。
And what she can handle.
当我们可以处理自己事情的时候。
Is not the same.
是不一样的。
But God knows each one what can handle.
但是神知道我们每个人能够承担多少。
And God will never give you more than you can handle.
神不会把你承担不起的加给你。
I guess he knew what I can handle.
我知道神知道我能承担多少。
Two and a half months on the beach.
两个半月在沙滩上以后。
And God speaks to me again.
神对我讲话。
He said, "Zev, I'm not happy with you."
说 Zev, 我对你还是不满意。
I said, "God, what do you want me to do?"
我说神呐，你还要我做什么
？Do you want me to dance?
你要我跳舞吗
？What do you want me to do?
你让我做什么？
He said, "I called you to preach the gospel."
神就说我要让你去传福音。
I said, "I preached to Ali."
我说我已经跟老板阿拉伯老板传福音了。
He said, "I called you to preach the gospel in the streets."
神说我要让你到街上去传福音。
In the houses.
挨家去传福音。
In the malls.
在商店传福音。
In the synagogues.
在会堂传福音。
In the mosques. And you have not been doing it. And I started to negotiate with God. Kind of like Moses was negotiating with God. I said, you know, God, you know, my life is not so easy. I'm living on the beach. I'm washing dishes. I'll do it later. And God said,
神说,
2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the gospel in season and out.
无论得时不得时,
So I understood that God is telling me to preach the gospel.
我就明白神要我传福音。
Now one thing I want to bring out here is
我在这里要讲的是,
in the Israeli army,
在以色列军队里,
every soldier that's drafted receives a Bible.
每一个士兵都收到一本圣经,
an Old Testament.
一本旧约。
And I love to use that, but I use that Bible till today when I witness.
我现在还用这个圣经。
And the reason is because the rabbis are the one who sign on the cover, back cover of the Bible.
因为拉比是那个在圣经的这个卷首可以盖章的人。
So they can't tell you your Bible's not real because they signed it.
别人就不能说你的圣经是假的，因为有人签字，有人盖章。
So that's the Bible I like to use when I witness in Israel.
所以我在以色列的时候传福音是用这种的圣经。
And I took that Bible and I crossed the street of the beach area where I was in Tel Aviv.
我就拿出那本圣经，在特拉维夫跨过这个沙滩的街道，我就开始。
Very secular area, restaurants, everything's open 24 hours a day.
所有世俗的地方，餐馆呢，24小时开门的地方。
And I shared the gospel with a man in his mid-50s.
我就跟一个将近五十多岁的人传福音。
And as I'm reading the Bible,
当我正在读圣经的时候,
he punches me.
他就打我。
And I fall on the floor. Well, there were young people there, 20, 25 years old.
那旁边有些20多岁的年轻人,
they thought that I did something to this man.
人家以为,
so they came over and they started kicking me like this.
对旁边的人都开始来踢我。
Well, before you knew it, 2 minutes later, the police were there.
那2分钟以后警察来了。
They handcuffed my hands and my feet.
那警察就把我手铐脚镣都铐上了。
You know, Jewish people are very curious people.
你知道以色列人很奇怪的。
Kind of like the Chinese, right?
有点像中国人。
You ever drive a car in Israel?
你在以色列开过车吗?
You stop at a light?
你在灯前停下,
everybody's doing this.
每个人都在互相看。
Everybody wants to know what the other person's doing.
每个人想知道别人在干什么, 互相看。
So when this happened,
当这个发生的时候,
there was a riot.
然后就很多人拥挤过,
80, 90, 100 people were there.
80-90个人都聚过来看热闹了。
And I'm on the floor.
我就在地上躺着。
And the police officer, he looks down at me.
警察就这样看着我。
And he says, why did you hit this man?
说你为什么打这个人呢?
And I said, I didn't hit him.
我说我没有打他。
I was sharing the Tanakh, the Old Testament with him.
我正在跟他一起分享旧约。
Well, he walks over to the man.
然后警察就去那个人那里。
Did you hit this man?
说你是不是打了这个人?
Well, the man walks over.
所以这个人就过来。
The policeman's standing here.
警察站在这里。
The man's here.
这个人在这里。
I'm lying on the floor.
我在地上。
And he points to my body.
那个人就指着我说。
This man is a traitor.
说这个人是个背叛者。
This man is not a Jew.
这个人不是犹太人。
Take him away.
把他带走。
And take his ID card away. His ID card away. Identification card.
就把那个我的身份证拿走。
Well, the policeman hears this.
那警察听到以后,
he bends over, he opens the handcuffs.
他就把我的手铐打开。
I stand up.
我就站起来。
Everybody's listening.
每个人都在这里看热闹。
And he says, I want you to come to the police station.
警察说你跟我到警局来。
To file a complaint against this man.
你可以来就是。
He's admitted to assaulting you.
是告这个人。
And I'm your witness.
因为是这个人确实是打了他,
and
警察,
I, told the, I told the policeman,
我就跟警察说,
God bless him.
愿神祝福他,
God bless him.
愿神祝福他,
for he does not know what he does.
因为他不知道他在做什么,
he does not know what he does.
他所做的他不知道,
at that moment,
在那一刻,
something supernatural happened.
有些超自然的事情发生,
silence broke.
旁边都是安静,
no one can speak.
没有人可以讲话,
and I walked away.
我就从人群中走了,
and I said, God, I preach the gospel.
我说神啊, 我传福音了。
God, I preach the gospel.
主啊, 我真的传福音了。
Sometimes preaching the gospel is not just opening a Bible verse.
有的时候传福音不是只是打开一个圣经经文。
Sometimes it's our own testimony.
很多时候就是我们自己的见证。
Yeshua said,
耶稣说,
do this,
这样做,
so people will know that you are my disciples.
人就知道你是我的门徒。
And the best testimony that you can have is the light of
Jesus. 你可以有的最好的见证, 就是耶稣的生命在你身上,
shining through you.
耶稣生命通过你来发光。
So I always tell people, one Bible verse more, one Bible verse less, it's not a knowledge issue, it's a spiritual issue.
是一个属灵的事情, 不是一个知识的事情。
I walked away.
我就走了。
And I had a new obstacle now.
我现在有个新的问题了。
I'm married to a Chinese woman.
我娶了一个中国太太。
I'm living on the beach.
我住在沙滩上。
I'm working as a dishwasher.
我做一个洗碗工。
I'm looking for a new job also.
我要找新工作。
But I have a black eye.
但是我的眼睛被打肿了。
How do you look for a new job with a black eye?
你这样的形象怎么去找工作？
That's not a very good testimony.
这不是个很好的见证。
3 months on the beach.
在沙滩上住了三个月以后。
My grandfather dies.
我的祖父去世了。
How did I know that my grandfather died?
我是怎么知道我祖父去世的呢？
Well, because he was the head of the Sanhedrin.
因为他是公会的首领。
It was all over bulletin boards.
那各种公告都有通
告。It was all over the newspaper.
报纸上都有写。
The head of the Sanhedrin dies.
因为犹太公会的首领去世了。
Well, of course, I would go to his funeral.
当然我想参加他的葬礼。
And when I arrived to the cemetery,
当我去到墓园，
I was really in shock.
我就很惊震惊
because my family hated Yeshua so much
因为我的 家人这么恨耶稣
that during the time of mourning
就是在悲哀的时期
during the time of grief
在应该悲伤的这个状况里
they could think about hiring two Russian security guards
他们居然还能够记得来雇两个俄罗斯的 保镖保安
unbelievable
真的是想不
到 giant men
两个巨大的人
These guys were about 7 feet tall.
大概有七尺那么高的那个两个俄罗斯巨人
And when I walked into the cemetery,
我去到这个追悼会的时候
my family pointed at me.
我的家人就指着我
That's him.
就是那个人
That's him.
就是那个人
And these two big giant Russian security guards.
那这两个俄罗斯保安就到我跟前来
I'm about here to them.
我大概只有他们这么高
And they look down at me
他们就这样看着我
And they say you need to leave now
说你现在立刻离开
Your family doesn't want you here
你的家人不想要你在这里
And I look up at them
我就这样看着他们
And I said I'm not leaving
我说我不离开
He was like a father to me
因为这个我的祖父像我的父亲一样
One from the left
左边一个
One from the right
右边一个
Physically pick me up
就把我抵起来
Walk me out of the cemetery
就是把我抵着一直走出去
And throw me out like a bag of hot potatoes
然后就像一扔点什么东西把我扔出去了
It wasn't the physical pain
真的不是身体的疼痛
It was a spiritual pain
是灵里的痛
And I can tell you that I was crying
我在那里时候就哭了
But I wasn't crying because of unforgiveness
我哭了不是不饶恕他们
I was crying for their salvation
我是为他们得救而哭
I was crying to the Father forgive them for they do not know what they do
我就求天父饶恕他们因为他们所做的他们不知道
10 days later
十天以后
I receive a phone call.
我接到一个电话
from my grandfather's attorney.
我祖父的律师
And he said, "Zev, you're a rich man."
他说 ，Zev， 你现在发财了。
You have inherited your father's estate.
你祖父的遗嘱里面有你一笔遗产。
Because you're the oldest of the grandchildren.
因为你是长孙。
You get the most.
你得到最多一份。
I knew it was a lot of money.
我知道是很多钱。
My grandfather was the head of the Sanhedrin.
我祖父是犹太公会的首领。
The Sanhedrin have always been rich.
犹太公会总是很富有的。
When they gave Judas 30 pieces of silver, that was a lot of money.
当他们给犹大30两银子的时候，是很多钱的。
They always were rich.
他们是很富有的。
And I was excited.
我就很兴奋。
I didn't know Chinese at that time.
那时候我不知道中文。
But if I would have known Chinese, I would have been singing Sorry Too.
如果我知道中文的话，我那时候会怎么样？会赞美主，会说赞美主。
I really believe this is my ticket out of the beach.
我认为这个是我在沙滩上可以出去的这个票。
I was excited.
我太开心了。
I went to the lawyer's office.
我就去了律师事务所。
And when I arrived to the lawyer's office, I was really amazed.
我去了就觉得很惊奇。
Because when you read a will anywhere in the world,
当你在全世界各地读一份遗嘱的时候
，the family has to be there, right?
所有的家族人都要在那里，对吧
？But they weren't there.
但是没一个人。
It was only he and I.
只有我和律师。
And he starts to read the will.
律师又开始读遗嘱了。
Your grandfather left you the synagogue.
你的祖父把这个会堂留给你了。
Your grandfather left you assets.
把这笔财产也留给你了。
Your grandfather left you half of the house.
把房子的一半留给你了。
My grandfather lived in a 1,200 meter mansion.
我的祖父住在多少呢？很巨大的一个房子里。
That's 600 meters.
600平方米的6000尺的房子里。
I can tell you that the assets.
我告诉你那个资产
alone easy 17 million US
本身
easy
这个不动产就是700万美金
probably a lot more
可能更多
and he said your grandfather also left you $1.5 million in cash
你祖父还留给你100万美金的现金
and I have to tell you as he's reading the will
当他读遗嘱的时候
my leg is shaking
我的腿都在发抖了
that's a lot of money
好多钱呐
And he pulls out another document.
然后他就拿出另一份文件。
And he says, "I want you to tell me
他说我要你告诉我。
Who is the signature on this document?
这个签字人是谁？
I said it's my grandfather's signature.
我说看见是我祖父的签字。
I recognize it very well.
我非常认识熟悉。
He said your grandfather's in the grave.
律师又说你的祖父现在在坟墓里。
But he wants to give you one last opportunity.
但他想给你一次得祝福的机会。
You sign here that Jesus, Yeshua, is not the Messiah.
你只要签字说耶稣基督不是弥赛亚。
And the money's yours.
钱就是你的了。
I will never deny the name of Yeshua.
我永远不会否认耶稣基督的名。
Hallelujah.
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 赞美主。
赞美主。
祝福你。
祝福你。
Hallelujah. I will never deny the name of Yeshua.
我永远不会否认耶稣的名。
And the lawyer looks at me.
律师又看着我。
And he says, "Do you understand what will happen if you don't sign?"
他说，你知道吗？你不签字的后果。
I said, "Yes."
我说，知道。
I'll get eternal life.
我会得到永生。
And he says, you know, I'm a lawyer.
律师说，你知道我是个律师。
I'm a businessman.
我是做生意的。
I really don't care what you believe.
我不管你信什么。
I want my money.
我要我那份钱。
Sign here.
签字吧。
Take the money.
你拿走你的钱。
Go believe whatever you want.
你就去信什么都可以。
You can believe in Cinderella.
你可以信那个白雪公主，什么都可以。
No one will know.
没有人会知道的。
I said you're wrong.
我说你错了。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is here.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神就在这里。
He is here.
他就在这里。
And he looks at me and he says,
律师看着我说，
The court will divide the money to your family.
那法庭就要判这笔钱给你的家人了。
I said that's okay.
我说可以的。
But remember to tell them.
但是要记住告诉他们。
That Yeshua gave him the money.
是耶稣给他们这笔钱的。
I know for a fact
我知道
that my sister is a very rich woman.
我妹妹是很有钱的。
I know she lives in a giant penthouse in Tel Aviv.
也是在特拉维夫住个巨大的房子。
I know she drives a Ferrari.
她的开着法拉利的车。
But I also know what the Bible says.
我也知道圣经说什么。
And the Bible says that we are in Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章。
Verse 20 and 21.
二十二十一节。
That we are to store for ourselves treasures in heaven.
我们要积攒财宝在天上。
Our treasures are not in this world.
我们的财富不在这世上。
Our crowns are in that world.
我们的冠冕也在那个天上。
心腹。
心腹。
Amen.
Amen.
3.5 months on the beach.
沙滩上住了三个半月。
What else can I go through?
我还能经历什么呢？
I decide to go to Jerusalem.
我就决定去耶路撒冷。
To the Garden Tomb. Now the Garden Tomb is a symbolic place where Jesus rose.
花园冢吧，就可以这样说。
And if you go there, there's on the back of the door.
在那个门前贴着一句。
It says, "He is not here, for he has risen."
说他不在这里，他已经复活了。
I believe there's an anointing in that place.
我相信那里有恩膏。
I don't know if that's the place where Jesus rose, but I do know it's a symbolic place.
我那个时候不知道这是耶稣复活的地方，但是我知道那个是有象征意义的。
And I'm sitting there on the bench.
我就坐在椅子上。
Praying and crying and praying and crying.
哭泣，祷告，哭泣。
And a man from Australia.
从澳大利亚有个人。
By the name of Alan Kerr.
他的名字叫 Alan Kerr.
Approaches me.
就来到我跟前。
And he says, "Are you a Messianic Jew?"
说你是不是弥赛亚信徒啊？
And I said, "Yes."
我说是。
He said the Holy Spirit told me to come and pray with you.
他说圣灵感动我要来跟你一起祷告。
And I sat with Alan in the Garden Tomb.
我就跟他坐在花园冢这个地方。
For over 2.5 hours.
坐了两个半小时。
Praying and crying.
祷告一起祷告一起哭泣。
Alan took my phone number.
Alan 把我的电话也拿去。
And he said God is going to bless you.
他说神会祝福你的。
It was a Thursday afternoon.
是一个星期四下午。
The following Monday.
第二个星期下星期一。
God poured. 7 days of supernatural blessings on my life.
神就把七样的超自然的祝福放在我的生命中。
Seven is the number of perfection.
七是个完美的数字。
Seven is the number. Seven times seven is the year of jubilee.
七乘七是禧年。
Seven is the number of God rested from creation.
七也是神创造的日子。
Seven is the number of the lampstand.
也是那个羔羊这个金灯台。
The light of the world, Jesus Yeshua.
耶稣世界的光。
And now God was going to pour 7 days of tsufoni.
耶稣现在要把七天的祝福倾倒在我身上。
Seven days of blessing on my life.
七天的祝福倾倒在我生命中。
The first blessing.
第一个。
I receive a phone call.
我接到一个电话。
From a bank in Israel.
以色列的一个银行打来的。
And they say an insurance company in Israel.
一个保险公司，保险公司。
Wants your phone number.
有个保险公司要你的电话号码。
I told them I'm living on the beach. You can give them whatever you want.
我说我已经住在沙滩上了，我还有什么可以给出去的呢？我就把。
Same day they called me.
那同一天那个人就打电话给我，保险公司打电话给我。
Zeb, we have a check for you.
说 Zeb, 我们有个支票给你。
For $11,000.
$11,000.
Where's the check from?
从哪里来的呢？
Oh, you deserve it from 10 years ago.
他说你十年前就该拿到这张支票了。
I didn't deserve anything.
我不配任何东西。
I knew where that check came from.
我知道支票是从哪里来的。
Came from heaven.
是从天上来的。
I immediately ran down to that insurance company.
我就立刻的跑去保险公司。
Praise God, Tel Aviv is a small place.
感谢主，特拉维夫是个小城市。
You can literally pass from one side of the city to the other on a bicycle in 20 minutes.
你骑自行车20分钟可以从城这端到那端。
And I arrived to the insurance company. It was 10 to 6 in the evening.
那我离开保险公司的时候是6:10了。
And the secretary pulls the check out.
秘书拿出支票。
And on the check there's 2 lines.
支票上面有两行。
Two lines in Israel means
在以色列意思就是说
it needs to be deposited into a bank.
要需要被存到一个银行里。
And it takes 3 business days.
要3天才能兑现。
Well, I told the secretary,
我就告诉秘书
I've been on the beach for 3.5 months.
我已经沙滩上住3个月多了。
I've had enough business days.
我已经有了很多这个工作日了。
The Bible says,
圣经说
in many places,
很多地方说
but especially in the book of Esther,
尤其是以斯帖记
chapter 7, verse 3 and 4,
第七章六节七节吧
verse
3三节
that the favor of the non-believer will fall upon the believer
那从不信者也能够有恩宠进到相信的人身上
when you are in the spirit
当你在圣灵里面
when you have brought in kingdom glory
把国度的荣耀带来
you are walking in favor
你是在恩宠中行走
that's what Jesus meant when he said you are in the world but you are not of the world
这是耶稣说你在世界但是你不属世界
wherever you go
不管你去到哪里
whatever you do
不管你做什么
the favor of the non-believer is going to fall upon you
即使是从不信者也有恩宠降到你的身上
Amen. And the secretary
那个秘书
walks into the biggest CEO company in Israel
就进
Klal Bitur, Klal Insurance
就是进到这个保险公司最大的总裁的这个办公室
knocks on the door
敲门
and the CEO signs a check
那总裁就立刻签字
which means that I can withdraw it from the bank with my ID immediately
意思就是说我现在拿身份证就能取到钱
the banks in Israel close on Monday at 6:30 p.m.
6:30 p.m. 星期一以色列银行是6:30关门
I called Lynn on the way
我就打电话给我太太
I said Lynn I don't have time to explain
说我现在没时间给你解释
but God has blessed us
但是神正在祝福我们
meet me at Remax in Ramat Gan and a real estate agent
我就去见一个那个房地产商他师母在见一个
经纪人 I arrived to the bank at 6:26 p.m.
我就6:20来到银行
4 minutes before closing.
6:26来到银行，还有4分钟就关门了。
And I'm telling you, if they would have had a camera there,
我告诉你，如果他们有摄像头的话
，they would have thought I was a bank robber.
可能人会认为我是抢银行的。
I went in there and I withdrew the money so fast.
我就冲进银行，我就要去取钱。
And I ran.
然后我就拿着钱就跑。
And I arrived to Lynn.
然后我就跟我太太会合。
It was like 2:57.
就是7:02.
And I told the real estate agent.
我就告诉房地产商。
This is what I want.
我要什么样的房子
This is what I can pay.
这是我能付多少钱
And he looks at his computer,
他就看他的电脑
And he says, I've got 2 places for you.
说我有2个地方给你看
But it's 7 o'clock.
但是7:00
We're closing.
我们现在关门了
Come back in the morning.
明早上再来吧
The favor
恩宠
of the non-believer
不信者的恩宠
will fall upon the believer.
会降到相信的人身上
I told him I've been on the beach for 3.5 months.
我就跟他说我在沙滩上住了3个半月了
I'm not coming back in the morning.
我不想明天早上来
And he gets into his car.
然后他就进到他的车里。
And he drives us to the first place.
就开车带我去第一个地方。
And when I arrived to the first place,
当我进到第一个地方
I immediately received revelation from the Holy Spirit.
我立刻圣灵就给我一个启示。
This is the place.
就是这里。
What was my revelation?
我的启示是什么？
Number one, the name of the street.
第一就是这个街所在的名字，房子所在的街的名字叫平安的路。
Name of the street is Derech HaShalom, the road to peace.
Derech HaShalom 就是平安的路这个名字。
And the number 50.
50。
Peace and 50. Peace,
50. 平安50.
50 is the year of the Jubilee.
50是喜年的年期50年。
And I told the real estate agent, who owns this house?
我告诉房地产，我问房地产商谁是这个房主。
The owner lives in Europe, but I've got the keys. You can sign with me.
他说那房主在欧洲，但是我有钥匙，你可以跟我签字。
And I said I'll take it.
我说好，就这间呢。
But he said you haven't seen it.
他说你还没进去看呢。
I said if you've been on the beach for 3.5 months, you'll take it too.
我说你要是在沙滩上住了3个半月，你也不用看，立刻就进去了。
And he says I've been a real estate agent for 17.5 years.
我做那个房地产商17年半了。
This is the fastest business deal I've ever made.
这是我做的最快的一桩生意了。
I said, you know why?
我说你知道为什么吗？
Because it's a Holy Spirit business deal.
因为这是一个神圣的这个生意对你来说。
Praise God, we preached the gospel to him.
感谢赞美主，我就给他传福音了。
We got ourselves a messianic real estate agent.
然后他就成为一个弥赛亚信徒的这个房地产商了。感谢赞美主，哈利路亚。
There was nothing in that house.
房子里什么都没有。
It was a very small house.
非常小。
There was only a mattress on the floor.
只有一个床垫。
But for Lynn and I, it was like a mansion.
但是作为我对我和太太就像天堂，就像大豪宅一样。
And at that time, my phone was ringing every day.
从那个时候开始，我的电话不停地响。
And I had it on high volume. High volume.
我声啊，这个是开着扬声器，这个声音很大。
Because I knew the blessings are on the way.
因为我知道祝福正在源源不断地来。
And I get another phone call.
我又有一个电话。
From one of Lynn's employees.
是我太太的雇主。
That she doesn't even work there anymore.
她都不在那里工作了。
That the father was leaving to America.
就是那个雇主的父亲要去到美国。
And for some unknown reason.
因为不知道的原因。
Decided to leave Lynn $13,000.
决定给她$13,000.
Praise God.
感谢赞美主。
What the Pharisees tried to give me on the beach.
那个拉比在沙滩上那个时候想要给我的。
Yeshua HaMashiach gave us.
耶稣全都给我了。
The Bible says in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 25. Joel. Chapter 2, verse 25 and 26.
2章25、26节。
That God will restore to you everything the locust has eaten.
蝗虫所吃的神都要补还回来。
I proclaim today,
我今天宣告
in the name of Yeshua,
奉耶稣基督的名
that God will restore to you,
神也要来恢复你，要恢复你，
and to you,
要恢复你，
and to you,
恢复你，
and to you,
恢复你，
and to you,
恢复每一位。
Everything the enemy has stolen,
所有仇敌偷去的都要。
Seven times, 70,000 times,
七倍的，七十七七七倍的还给你们。
Everything,
每一天
the enemy has stolen, and God was restoring to me.
这个所有仇敌偷去的，神都给我恢复了。
The next day, Lynn and I both have a dream.
那第二天我们俩就有同一个梦。
We wake up at 2 a.m.
我们凌晨两点都醒了。
And Lynn says, the Lord spoke to me.
太太就说神对我讲话。
And I told Lynn the Lord spoke to me.
我就跟她说神也对我讲话。
Write down on a piece of paper.
我们两个人各自写个纸条看神说什么。
Incredible.
真的不可思议。
Identical dreams.
同样的梦一梦。
What did the Lord say?
神说什么呢？
He said, the money I gave you is not yours.
说我给你的钱不是你的。
So we understood that God is teaching us how to sow seeds in the kingdom.
我们立刻就知道神要教导我们如何在天国里投资种子。
And the only place we knew was the Garden of Tomb.
我们那时候只知道花园冢这个地方。
So we decided to go up to the Garden of Tomb to place a donation.
我们就决定去到那边把奉献放进去。
Now we didn't take our car.
我们没有
take the car.
我们没有用车开车。
Because that car can make it to Jerusalem.
那个车是可以开到耶路撒冷。
But it can't come back.
但是车可能快会回不来了，车太旧了。
So we took a bus and we went up to Jerusalem.
所以我们就坐公共汽车去到耶路撒冷。
And by faith,
凭着信心。
There's a wooden box in the entry.
就是在门口有一个木头的奉献箱。
Took some of that money and just stuck it in the box by faith.
大家就是拿出你的奉献，凭着信心就放进去。
Next day,
第二天。
Another phone call.
又一个电话。
Ding ding ding.
叮叮叮。
Phone call from heaven.
从天上来的电话。
This time it was from a previous job that I was looking for.
这是我以前很久以前找过的一个工作。
11 months ago.
11个月前找过的工作。
They said we want to hire you.
那个人说我们想雇聘你。
This was a dream job.
真的是一个做梦一般的工作。
This was a job working for the Israeli military.
是为以色列国防部，是为军队工作的。
This was a job that people takes 5 years just to apply.
就是一般人5-6年都申请不到的工作。
It was a much better job than the one the locust ate.
是比那个蝗虫吃去的那个老工作更好的多的工作。
And they moved us out of that little house.
这个工作又使我们从这个小房间搬出去。
And they let us move in a 360-meter house, a new house, belonged to them, but 360 meters, two floors.
搬到一个两层的300平米啊。房间
and they gave me a big BMW, big Jeep, giant Jeep.
那他们这个工作给了我一个宝马的一个很大的吉普车。
And we were new believers, excited and blessed.
我们是新信徒，我们蒙福。
Another phone call.
我们很兴奋，那又有一个电话。
This time it was from a believer in Israel.
这次是以色列的一个信徒。
You remember the guy that met me in the Garden Tomb, Alan?
记得在花园中遇到我的那个从澳大利亚来的那个人吗？
Well, he went to a conference in Jerusalem.
他就去到耶路撒冷的一个会聚会。
Met some believers.
遇到了一些信徒。
Told them about me.
跟他们介绍了我。
And they phone called me and asked me to worship.
那些人就给他打电话，让他去一起去敬拜。
So God gave us a place to live.
神给我们一个住处。
Finances.
财务的保证。
A new job.
新工作。
And a place to worship.
一个敬拜主的地方。
After blessing, after blessing.
祝福，祝福，祝福。
7 months later.
七个月以后
There's something about the number seven.
真的七这个数字很奇妙
God speaks to me.
神对我讲
He said, Zev, are you happy?
说 Zev, 你感觉幸福吗
Are you happy with the job I gave you?
你喜欢我给你的工作吗
谢谢耶稣
他说谢谢耶稣
耶稣爱你
耶稣爱你
I'm very happy.
他说我很喜欢我很幸福
I'm very pleased.
我非常开心很喜悦
And the Lord said, I'm happy that you're pleased.
神说我也很开心你开心
But now I want you to take a step of faith.
但是现在我希望你跨出信心的一步
I want you to leave that job.
我希望你离开这个工作
And I want you to go into full-time ministry.
进入全时间的服事
But this time,
但这次
I was attacked by the enemy again.
我又被魔鬼攻击了
But I was not a new believer anymore.
但我已经不是新信徒了。
I was strong in my faith, praise God.
我的信心更加增强了，感谢主。
And this is what I told the enemy.
那我就对仇敌说。
Does anybody have hot water on them?
谁有热水吗
？No, no hot water, right?
都没有热水是吗
？Yeah, don't hold any hot water in your hand.
不要在手上拿热水、开水好吗
？Because I'm going to tell you what I told the enemy.
因为我告诉仇敌。
Okay, so everybody, all the hot water move out of your hand.
不要手边不要有开水、热水啊。
Okay, here's what I told the enemy.
我告诉仇敌说。
Go!
说离开离开
In the name of Yeshua!
奉耶稣基督的名
And never come back!
魔鬼再也不会回来
And he ran like the chicken he is
那个仇敌就像小鸡一样的逃跑了
And he never came back
魔鬼再也没有回来了
Let's give a praise and a
我们要赞美主
Hallelujah And we went into full-time ministry
我进入全职侍奉
Which is really God's ministry
神的神的神的服神的侍奉。
It's called Messiah of Israel Ministries.
我们的侍奉叫做以色列的弥赛亚施工。
We're called to preach the gospel in Israel.
我们就是被呼召在以色列人中传福音。
IDF soldiers.
给那个士兵。
To rabbis.
给拉比。
To aliyah. New immigrants.
这个新移民。
To widows.
寡妇。
To Holocaust survivors.
那个大屠杀的幸存者。
To Arabs, it's very important to our Ishmael, our brothers, the Arabs, to come to faith.
以实玛利的兄弟们，阿拉伯后裔。
And most of all, we preach the gospel to the nations.
那我们也对着列国传福音。
And we're called to China.
我们被呼召去了中国。
Because China is prophesied in the Bible.
因为在圣经中预言中国。
As the number one nation to bring the gospel back to Jerusalem.
是把福音带回以色列的最重要的第一大国。
Prophesied by the prophet Isaiah.
是以赛亚先知预言的。
Tomorrow I'll be talking about this.
明天我就要来讲这个。
Connection with Israel.
中国跟以色列的关系。
This is Isaiah 49:12.
以赛亚书四十九章十二节。
And I'm going to read it in Hebrew because it drives the enemy crazy.
我要用希伯来文念。
הנה אלה מרחוק יבואו, והנה אלה מצפון וממים, ואלה מארץ הסינים. Basically, in the Hebrew text.
从希伯来文里面
，in the correct context，
正确的内容
，it says that God will use the nation of China and the surroundings，
神说他会用中国和周边的国家
，to bring the gospel back to Jerusalem，
把福音传回耶路撒冷。
The word on the left-hand side over there, the word sinim，
左边有个字 sinim，
in modern Hebrew，
在现代希伯来文
，and in biblical Hebrew，
和在圣经的希伯来文中
，is the word China，
这个字就是中国。
You go to Israel today and you tell somebody,
你去以色列
they'll tell you China.
说这个字 Sin, 他说 China, 中国。
I've heard some people say it's in Australia, it's in Egypt. It's not. It's talking about the nation of China.
我听有人说这个国家是指澳大利亚，是指埃及，不是的，这个国家就是秦，就是中国。
And it's talking about the surroundings of China.
还有中国周边的国家。
What's the surroundings of China?
中国周边国家是哪些
？It's Taiwan. It's Malaysia.
台湾、马来西亚。
Hong Kong. But it's mostly speaking about the nation of China.
但是主要是说中国。
Now you're here in Vancouver.
我们现在在温哥华。
You are positioned here by God.
你们是在这里被神储备。
To partake in this prophecy.
也是，其实也是这个预言的一部分。
You see, the prophecy is not just talking about the physical land of China. It's talking about the spirits.
这个预言里不是只是讲肉身在中国的人，而是在灵里面的中国人。
And part of bringing the gospel back to Jerusalem is the process of you here in Canada.
把福音带回耶路撒冷也是我们今天在加拿大的华人的护照。
To unite together with the Chinese church in China.
跟中国的华人教会一起合作。
And to bring the gospel back to Jerusalem and go home.
把福音传回耶路撒冷，让福音回家。
You want to know what 幸福 is?
我们要知道幸福是什么。
That is 幸福。
这就是幸福。
That's God's master plan.
这是神奇妙的计划。
So our ministry is called to do that.
所以我们的事工也是被呼召来做这个。
And that's why I'm very excited to be here.
所以我很兴奋来到这里。
Very excited about these next couple of days.
非常兴奋接下来的两天。
Because I know God's going to do something big.
因为我知道神要做大事。
Because God has a plan. I'm telling you, you better start looking for another place to meet, Pastor.
神，我建议就是我们最好是做好预备，要在另外的地方聚会。
Because the amount of revival that this place and
因为这里。因为这里和这个城市要经历的复兴
is going to encounter no building this size will be able to obtain the people
是真的是这个建筑物所不能容纳的 Amen
Something massive is going to happen
很大能神奇的事要发生
As soon as I landed here in Vancouver
当我一飞机到了温哥华
I felt the anointing
我感到了恩膏
I felt the anointing
我感受到了恩膏
And I told the believers today, when we're praying in the other room before we started,
刚才会前有几位在一起在后面祷告。
Don't so much pay attention to the list that we have for the next couple of days.
就是下面两天不要太介意我们的日程是什么。
Because it could very well be that God has another list.
也很可能神要不停的改变我要讲的东西。
That's usually the way it works.
经常神这样做工。
So we're very excited. We're seeing a lot of salvations in Israel.
所以我们很兴奋，我们看到以色列有很多人得救。
And it has to do with the Asian church.
跟亚洲教会都有关系。
Because you're praying for Israel.
因为你们在为以色列祷告。
You're standing with Israel.
你跟以色列一起站立。
And you're beginning to be, you're spiritually Israel.
然后在灵里面就是跟以色列是一致的。
Because who's going to be in the New Jerusalem?
因为在新耶路撒冷的是什么样的人呢？
It's going to be the one new man.
是一个新人。
The Jews and the nations together.
犹太人和外邦人是一起。
And yes, God has chosen believers from all over the world, correct?
是的，神是在世界各地都有很多的人得救。
But no other nation is prophesied in the Bible, only 中国。
但是在圣经中没有预言其他的国家的名字，只有中国。
And that's why there's such a massive revival.
所以这也是中国为什么这么大的福音复兴。
And that's why China has become the number one economic nation in the world.
为什么中国现在也成为第一世界经济大国？
Because they're tied in with Israel.
因为他们跟以色列有紧密的连接。
And the blessing of the kingdom has been released.
所以这个国度的这个祝福就被释放出来了。
Amen.
Amen.
So really, I want to encourage you.
所以我要鼓励大家。
It doesn't matter what you're going through.
不管你经历过什么
doesn't matter what you went through
不管你经历过什么
doesn't matter what you're going to go through
不管你要经历什么
you have victory in Yeshua
你在耶稣基督里有得胜
He said, Behold, I make all things new
耶稣说看到我将一切都更新了
And this is really my story how I became an Orthodox Jew
这就是我从一个就是极端保守的犹太人的这个经历
In the darkness
曾经在黑暗中
Into the light of Yeshua
进到了耶稣基督的光中
Amen
Amen
The Bible says
圣经说
that all of us
我们所有人
become priests through Yeshua.
在基督里成为祭司
He's the high priest.
他是大祭司
But we become high priest. We become the priest.
但是我们都成为祭司
And therefore we inherit the blessing of the priest.
所以我们就承受了祭司的祝福
And the blessing of the priest is the book of Numbers.
祭司祝福在民数记里面
Chapter 6
第六章
Verse 24 to 26
24, 25节
And I'd like to read it in Chinese.
我们用中文来读
okay.Just open our Bibles because I see.
打开圣经
Chapter 6.
Chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. 24. It's called the Aramaic blessing, the blessing of the priestly blessing.
好，民数记第六章二十四、二十五节，大祭司的祝福。愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你；愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你；愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。阿门。
We're going to end with this blessing today.
我们要用这样的祝福来结束今天的信息。
But I'd like to. Can we get it on the screen? Okay.
我想还是把它打到上面好吗
？But I'd like to bring out something about this blessing.
但是我要把这个祝福要讲一下。
In Hebrew,
在希伯来文中
，this is not a corporal blessing.
这不是一个群众的这个祝福。
In Hebrew, it's an individual blessing.
是一个对个人的祝福。
It means that God is coming down to each one of you and blessing you one by one.
是说神来到我们中间，一个一个的祝福我们个人。
The one that's blessing you is just a mediator. Mediator.
来祝福你的人是一个媒介。
The blessing is coming from the heavens.
祝福是从天上来的。
Just like Aaron was the high priest.
就像亚伦是大祭司。
And the Bible says that Aaron would lay two hands on the goats.
圣经上说亚伦把两只手都放在这个公山羊的头上。
Why did Aaron have to lay two hands on the goats?
为什么亚伦把两只手放在公山羊头上？
Because there had to be a mediator between God and man.
因为在神人之间需要一个中介。
Our mediator is Yeshua HaMashiach.
我们的中介中保是耶稣基督。
Who said it with his own mouth.
他自己亲口说。
No one makes it to the Father.
没有人能够到父那里去。
But only through me.
除非借着我。
He is the high priest.
他是大祭司。
He lays his hands on us.
他把他的手放在我们身上。
He is the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊。
Amen.
Amen.
So it's important to realize that this is an individual blessing.
所以要知道这是一个对个人的祝福。
Now it says, the Lord bless you.
说耶和华祝福赐福你。
The Lord keep you.
愿神保护你。
The Lord make his face shine on you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你。
Be gracious to you.
赐恩给你。
And the Lord lift up his countenance on you.
愿耶和华向你扬脸。
And give you peace.
赐你平安。
Amen.
Amen.
This is an enormous blessing. An enormous blessing.
这是个很巨大的一个祝福。
This is one of the biggest blessings in the Bible.
这是圣经中最大的祝福之一。
If we understand the meaning of this blessing,
如果我们明白这个祝福的意义，
it is unbelievable.
真的是不可思议。
You ever ask yourself the question?
有没有问过自己一个问题？
Besides the fact that the Jewish people are chosen,
就是除了以色列人是选民这个事实以外，
to bring in the Messiah,
把弥赛亚带来。
Why is it the Jewish people are so blessed?
为什么犹太人这么被祝福？
Why is it that the biggest bankers in the world are Jewish?
为什么大银行家都是犹太人？
Why is it that the biggest businessmen are Jewish?
为什么做生意很大的很多犹太人？
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because they've been doing something for 2,000 years.
因为他们两千多年来都在做一件事。
And although they're not believers,
尽管他们还没有信主。
Because they're reading something from the Bible, they're being blessed.
但是因为他们一直在读圣经，所以他们一直在被祝福。
Why are they being blessed?
为什么他们被祝福？
As a sign of grace,
这是一个恩典的记号。
That they would wake up and see the Messiah before it's too late.
有一天趁着太迟以前，他们一定会醒悟过来认识耶稣。
But you and I,
但是你我，
we have the Messiah.
我们已经有耶稣基督了。
We have the anointing.
我们已经被，
we have the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵了，有恩膏了。
And if we pray the same prayer they're praying, we're going to be 祝福，祝福，祝福。
如果我们要祷告那些他们祷告的词，我们更加会被祝福，祝福，祝福。
You see, every Friday night,
每一个星期五晚上，
husbands are blessing their wives.
丈夫都要祝福妻子。
They're blessing their children.
父母要祝福孩子。
With this blessing.
就是用这个祷告文。
For thousands of years.
几千年来都用这个祷告文。
And as a result, they're being blessed.
那作为一个结果，他们就是被祝福。
This is why the Jewish people are blessed, because they're praying this prayer all the time.
为什么犹太人这么被祝福？因为他们一直在祷告这些祝福的文字。
You know what's going to happen if our churches begin to pray this?
你知道我们的教会如果开始这样祷告的话？
If we get up and start blessing each other?
如果我们起来彼此祝福的话？
If husbands bless their wives?
丈夫不停地祝福妻子。
If wives bless their husbands,
妻子也祝福丈夫。
Believers bless each other.
信徒互相祝福。
An enormous anointing is going to come.
很巨大的恩膏要进到我们里面。
There's no secret.
没有什么秘密。
The secret is the word of God.
秘密就是神的话语。
It's sharper than a two-edged sword.
就像两刃的利剑。
And if they're blessed without Yeshua, how much more are you going to be blessed with Yeshua?
如果他们都能用这样的话得祝福，我们在耶稣基督里被这样的话将会多么的祝福呢？
Another thing I want to bring out about this enormous blessing.
还有一个我要讲这个祝福。
It says the Lord shine His face upon you.
说耶和华使他的脸光照你。
And I can understand what that means.
我知道这是什么意思。
When Moses went up to the glory of God.
当摩西进到神的荣耀里。
The Bible says that his face was glowing.
圣经上说摩西的脸皮发光。
God shined His face on him.
神把他的光照在摩西的身上。
And God wants to shine that glory upon you.
神要把同样的光照在你的脸上。
I will shine my face on you.
我的脸光照你。
But it says also over here that God will lift up his countenance.
这里也说要向你来扬脸。
That doesn't make sense.
是什么意思呢？
We're down here.
我们在这里。
God is up there.
神在我们上面啊。
And it says that God will lift up his countenance.
那为什么神要向我们扬脸呢？
You know what that means in the Hebrew?
希伯来文里是什么意思？
It means that God loves you so much.
就说神这么爱我们。
That you're his children.
我们是他的儿女。
Get the picture, please. I will lift up my countenance on you.
所以就是神跟我们是这样的关系，要向我们扬脸，我们是他的孩子，这么好。
God is picking us up like his children.
神把我们抱起来，像一个小孩子一样。
And I will lift up my countenance on you.
我要向你来扬脸。
We understand the deepness and the blessing of this prayer.
我们明白这个祷告里面这么深的含义和祝福。
We will obtain our full inheritance.
我们真的是要得到我们所有的产业。
Yeshua HaMashiach died on the cross.
耶稣基督死在十字架上。
He rose after 3 days.
三天以后复活。
And we're saved by grace.
我们是被恩典拯救的。
But the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach cannot be taken for granted.
但是耶稣基督的血不是轻易白白流出。
And with that blood, there's an inheritance.
血里面有一个产业。
And part of our inheritance is I will lift up my countenance to you.
就是神要向我们扬脸。
I'm going to bless you.
要来祝福我们。
When we meet the Lord in the air.
当我们在到时在空中与主相遇的时候。
When we go to worship Him.
当我们去敬拜他的时候。跟他在永恒里的时候。
And go to the Lord's Supper, the Lamb's Supper.
这个羔羊的这个晚餐婚宴。
Do you think that we're going to be sitting or standing?
啊，我们的这个羔羊的婚宴，我们猜大家那个时候是站着还是坐着的
？We're going to be standing.
我们会站着的。
So why are you sitting?
为什么我们现在坐着呢
？Let's stand.
让我们请起立。
And we're going to.I'm going to pray this prayer in Hebrew, but I really want us to read it in Chinese again.
我用希伯来文。
Release the anointing, then I'll pray it in Hebrew.
我用希伯来文来做这个祷告，但是我们用中文来念这个祷告。我要把祝福来倾倒在我们弟兄姐妹身上。
预备，君。
好，请，请，愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。阿门。
Yivarechech Adonai v'yishmarecha Ya'er Adonai ponav lecha v'yichunecha Yihisa Adonai ponav lecha v'yasem lecha Shalom.
In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名 ，Amen, Amen.
I'd like to end with a Messianic song.
我想用一首弥赛亚信徒的诗歌结束。
We call it the One New Man song.
我们叫它为一个新人的歌。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Tzameitu, Hallelujah, Oh Tzameitu, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Isikoto Tzamei, Umimotu, Oh Tzamei, Isikoto Tzamei,